Kada mi dolazimo na kamp, naravno, želimo se sresti jedni s drugima, želimo proživjeti vrijeme zajedno, ali glavna stvar na kampu je ipak da dođemo ispod riječi Božje i da nas ta riječ Božja mijenja. I upravo odluka da se netko krsti, da netko preda svoj život Kristu je ono što želimo i upravo to je rezultat ispropovjedane, izgovorene riječi. I tako hvala i slava Bogu za to. Jako mi je drago da je inspiracija o kojoj smo razgovarali ovog ljeta, da dakle imamo više kampova, rodila plodove, jer znamo kada se bliži kraj, onda vjernici trebaju sve češće i češće da se okupljaju. I sad, kako smo bili u Malom Iđošu po drugi put u septembru mjesecu i sada ovdje u Selcima u decembru mjesecu, to vidim kao ispunjenje one vizije, one želje koje se možda već nekoliko godina motala po našim glavama, ali evo, sada je, ako smijem tako reći, riječ postala tijelo. Tako da, drago nam je evo ponovo da smo bili zajedno, makar ovih nekoliko kratkih dana. I da ne zaboravim na kraju, hoću reći sad na početku. Puno hvala i bratu Hanesu i njegovoj supruzi da su napravili tu žrtvu, ostavili svoju obitelj, ostavili svoju crkvu i odvojili ovo vrijeme za nas. I just want to say it at the beginning so that I won't forget at the end, Brother Hannes, you and your wife, we really would like to thank you for the sacrifice you've made. You have left your family behind, you have left your church behind and dedicated these days to come and bless us. And so may God richly bless you, your family and the whole congregation. Ćemo zamoliti brata Uroša da povede pjesme. Oprostite mi, ali znam da služba nije mjesto za šale, ali jednostavno moram reći iskreno, otvoreno, srce mi je tako prepuno neke radosti, nekog mira, tako da jednostavno, evo, radostan sam što smo svi ovdje, ne samo što sam ja ovdje, nego što smo svi ovdje, što imamo ovo zajedništvo, što imamo ovu divnu reč i da smo doživjeli ovih nekoliko iskustava koje smo mogli doživjeti ovih dana. I ajmo tu radost sada izraziti pjesmom našem dragom Bogu, jedna vrlo poznata pjesma, Divna milost. Ja vjerujem da se svi slažemo sa rečima te pjesme. Divna milost kroz Isusa grešno me spasila. Našla slijepo prosvjetlila, ta milost onduze moj strah srcu raz. Da moj i čudno pokrisa moj grijeh je tu s vjerovo sam. Kroz dan prošao. Milost ne za no provodi domu vječnom vodi. Najveći ti si, o Bože, na zemlji cijeloj, iznad svih bogova, ti si, o Bože, naš. Mi te slavimo, slavimo, mi te slavimo, Isuse, mi te slavimo, mi te slavimo, mi slavimo, Isuse. Najveći ti si, o Bože, na zemlji cijeloj, iznad svih bogova ti si, o Bože, naš. Najveći ti si, o Bože, na zemlji cijeloj, iznad svih bogova ti si, o Bože, naš. Mi te slavimo, mi te slavimo, mi te slavimo, Isuse, mi te slavimo, slavimo, mi te slavimo, Isuse. Amen. 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 Sve što želim ja je da slavim te. Sve što želim ja je da slavim te cijelim bićem. bićem svojim da dajem ti čast. Sve što je u meni sad pjevati tebe, kralju moj, obožavam. Srce dajem ti sad i dušu do dna, samo za tebe živim ja, svaki korak moj, tren života moj, neka slijedi put tvoj. Srce dajem ti sad i dušu do dna, samo za tebe živim ja, svaki korak moj, tre života mog, neka slijedi put tvoj. Sve što želim ja je da slavim te cijelim bićem svojim, da dajem ti čast. Sve što je u meni sad pjevati tebe, kralju moj, obožavam. Srce dajem ti sad i dušu do dna, samo za tebe živim ja, svaki korak moj, tre života mog, neka slijedi put tvoj. Srce dajem ti sad i dušu do dna, samo za tebe živim ja, svaki korak moj, tre života moj, neka slijedi put tvoj. Amen, amen. Zahvaljuj srcem prepunim i za ove pjesme bi zamolio brata Romana da nas povede u molitvu za ovu službu, a poslije molitve ću zamoliti najprije brata Ervina da zapjeva jednu pjesmu i poslije toga još sestru Moniku. Amen.
Zahvaljuj srcem prepunim, zahvaljuj Otcu Svetome, zahvaljuj jer On je dao Isusa Sina svog. Zahvaljuj srce prepunim, zahvaljuj Otcu Svetome, zahvaljuj jer On je dao Isusa Sina svog. I sad neka slab kliče, ja sam jak, a siromak, ja sam bogat, zbog onog što mi Bog učini. I sad neka slab kliče, ja sam jak, a siromak, ja sam bogat, zbog onog što mi Bog. učini, zahvaljuj. Zahvaljuj srcem prepunim, zahvaljuj Otcu Svetome, zahvaljuj, jer On je dao Isusa, Sina svog. Zahvaljuj srcem prepunim, zahvaljuj Otcu Svetome, zahvaljuj, jer On je dao Isusa, Sina svog. I sad neka svak kliče, ja sam jak, a siromak, ja sam bogat, zbog onog što mi Bog učini. I sad neka svak kliče, ja sam jak, a siromak, ja sam bogat, zbog onog što mi Bog učini. Zahvaljuj.
Amen. Ja bih vas molio da ustanemo za riječ molitve.
Dragi Bože, ja sam ti veoma zahvalan za sve što si nam dao, što nam još uvijek daješ. Hvala ti za sve. I Gospod, sjećam se kad si rekao bratu Branhamu, pođi nazad i reci ovoj oluji, nek se odmakne i nek sije sunce. I vidjeli smo, Gospode, ovih dana kako je sunce sijelo i kako si ti se šetao sa nama, bio sa nama, i mi smo uživali, bili smo radosni. I želim, Gospod, da ta atmosfera o kojoj smo čuli od našeg brata, kako je važno da budemo u toj divnoj atmosferi, da bude ta atmosfera uvijek sa nama, i da sve one brige što smo ih ostavili tamo ispred vrata, da ih više nikad ne pokupimo i da idemo slobodni sa Tobom naprijed, Gospode. I veoma, veoma smo ti zahvalni, i kao što brat Uruš kaže, neka radost je u našim srcima što se ne zna, ne može opisati riječima, nego da samo se izražava pjesmo i zahvalnošću. I Gospod, u ovom trenucima kad očekujemo ovoj vrhunac te službe, nek bude to uvijek u našim srcima i da to odnemo u našim kućama i da to imamo u našim srcima do uznesenja, dok se ne sretnemo iz oči u oči sa Tobom. Hvala ti, Gospod Isus, i blagoslovi ovu današnju krunsku službu. Amen.
Možete sjesti.
This world is not what it was meant to be. Holy Spain, holy suffering. There's a better place waiting for me in heaven. Every tear will be wiped away. Every sorrow and sin erased. We'll dance on seas of amazing grace in heaven. In heaven, we're going home where the streets are golden every chain is broken. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I wanna go home where every fear is gone. We're in His open arms where we belong. We're going home. Lay down my burdens, I lay down my past. I run to Jesus, no turning back. Thank God Almighty, I'll be free at last. In heaven, yes, in heaven, we're going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I wanna go home where every fear is gone. We're in His open arms where I belong. We're going home. The blinded eyes, they'll finally see. The dead will rise on the shores of eternity. The trump will sound, the angels will sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I wanna go home where every fear is gone. Yes, we're in His open arms where we belong. Where we belong. We're going home.
Quiet afternoon in Bethany. Mary sits alone at Jesus' feet. But in the other room, Martha had so much to do. She's missing out on fellowship sweet. And I know I could be Martha all day and let my chance to be with you slip away. I want to be Mary for a while in all that I do. Close the door to everything that keeps my heart from you. Lord, I want to rest here and feel heaven's smile. I want to be Mary for a while. I know that I'd make Martha proud of me. With lots to do and places I must be. And yet I need this time to refresh my heart and mind. Your presence, Lord, is just what I need. 'Cause I know I could be Martha all day and let my chance to be with you slip away. I want to be Mary for a while in all that I do. Close the door to everything that keeps my heart from you. Lord, I want to rest here and feel smile. I want to be merry for a while. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer, precious Lord, draw me nearer to your side. Lord, I want to rest here and feel heaven's smile. I want to be merry for a while.
Amen. Napravimo kao što ova pjesma kaže i budimo Marija barem sljedeća dva sata. Amen. Amen. Čisto srce daj mi, Gospode, i obnovi Duh Sveti u meni. Čisto srce daj mi, Gospode, i obnovi Duh Sveti u meni. Ne odbaci me od svoga lica, Bože, duha svojeg ne oduzmi mi. Radost spasenja u srce stavi mi i obnovi Duh Sveti u meni. Čisto srce daj mi, Gospode, i obnovi Duh Sveti u meni. Čisto srce daj mi, Gospode, i obnovi Duh Sveti u meni. Ne odbaci me od svoga lica, Bože, duha svojeg ne oduzmi mi. Radost spasenja u srce stavi mi i obnovi Duh Sveti u meni. Amen. Ajmo ustati za ovu zadnju pjesmu. Volim kad razmišljam o zemlji. And I would like to ask Brother Hannes to come after this song.
Volim kad razmišljam o zemlji, gdje žive anđeli, gdje ću u snježnoj bjelini Gospodu pjevati. gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Volim kad razmišljam o zemlji, gdje vlada Bog ljubavi. Lijepi proljetni dani sjaje mirom, radošću, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Volim kad razmišljam o zemlji u kojoj žive putnici. Pobivši u borbi dobiše vijenac pobjede. Gdje nema grijeha, grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Volim kad razmišljam o zemlji u kojoj svim bitkama je kraj, a pristup je meni darovan i mir sam tu našao ja. Gdje nema grijeha,
gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha i neće biti. Gdje nema grijeha, gdje nema grijeha,
amen.
I don't know the words, but it's beautiful.
Ne znam reči, ali zvuči mi predivno.
Amen.
Amen.
To sing these lovely songs of Zion to a living God.
Pevamo ove predivne sionske pesme živome Bogu.
Amen.
Amen.
What a privilege we have.
Imamo veliku privilegiju.
Amen. You may take your seats for a moment.
Možete sesti na tren.
I would really like to take this wonderful opportunity.
Stvarno želim iskoristiti ovu predivnu priliku.
To thank you all for your wonderful support and love.
Da svima vama zahvalim za predivnu podršku i ljubav.
Amen.
Amen.
It is so wonderful to see people that love God.
I tako je predivno videti ljude koji vole Gospoda Boga.
And to see that God is alive and doing something wonderful here.
I da vidimo da je Bog još uvek živ i da on radi nešto predivno ovde.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why I know that this message is the truth.
I zbog toga znam da ova poruka jeste istinita.
There is no man, there is no system.
Jel ne postoji ni jedan čovjek, ni nikakav sistem
that can keep a group of people across the world.
Koji bi mogao na ovaj način držati jednu grupu ljudi širom sveta.
This is a supernatural message.
Ovo je jedna nadprirodna poruka.
Amen.
Amen.
And as we sit here, we are the living proof that this message is truth.
I dok smo sedeli ovdje, mi smo živi dokaz da ova poruka jeste istina.
Amen. Like Paul says, you are the testimony that my message is truth.
Kao što je Pavle isto rekao da ste vi svedočanstvo da je moja poruka istinita.
And therefore, as we stand, we know that God sent a prophet.
Tako da mi znamo da je Bog poslao i ovog puta proroka.
And that word was inspired.
Da je ta reč bila nadahnuta.
And therefore we can sit here tonight.
Tako da mi zbog toga možemo sedeti ovdje večeras.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank our brother Jonathan and sister Hannah for their hospitality.
Želim zahvaliti bratu Jonathanu i sestri Ani radi gostoprimstva.
Amen for the invitation.
Zbog poziva.
It is an honor to be here.
Stvarno je čast što sam ovdje.
And when we came that first night,
i kad smo došli prvu noć,
our sister made us some lovely food. Amen.
I imali smo predivnu hranu, serviranu.
And we really enjoyed it, and may God bless you, sister.
I stvarno smo uživali u tome, neka te Gospod blagoslovi, draga sestro.
Amen.
Amen.
And for all the people that came together to have this lovely fellowship,
a svim ljudima koji su se skupili ovdje zajedno da bi imali ovo predivno zajedništvo,
we really appreciate that you took the time and effort to come.
Stvarno cenimo to što ste odvojili vreme i uložili napor da bi došli.
Amen.
Amen.
And the testimony that we saw this morning,
a ovo svedočanstvo koje smo vidjeli jutros,
you know, it is so inspired.
Znate, bilo je tako inspirativno.
Amen. To see what God has done.
Da se vidi šta je Bog već učinio.
And to acknowledge that it's a wonderful work of grace.
I da prepoznamo da je to bilo jedno predivno delo milosti.
You know, it make us feel small.
I to nas načini da se osjećamo tako malim.
To see that how God can start out of nothing.
Da možemo vidjeti da naš Bog može početi ni iz čega.
And he can make something beautiful.
A onda može načiniti nešto što je predivno.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, these things are an inspiration to every one of us.
I znate, ovakve stvari su jedna inspiracija za svakog od nas.
Because sometimes we get tired.
Jer ponekad se mi umorimo.
You know, you don't know if it's worth it.
I niste sigurni da li je to bilo vredno toga.
Because there's no reward here.
Jer ovdje na ovoj strani nema nagrade.
But let me tell you, your reward is waiting for you.
Ali samo da vam kažem da vaša nagrada čeka na vas.
Amen. Every soul.
Amen. Svaka duša.
Everyone that received a message book.
Svako ko je primio jednu knjigu poruke.
Everyone that was blessed by your efforts.
Svako ko je bio blagoslovljen vašim naporima.
Amen. Imagine how it would feel.
Zamislite kako će se tek osjećati.
When you get there and you experience the gratitude and the love and appreciation.
Kada dođete tamo i iskusite tu zahvalnost i to što vas cene.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you to continue what you're doing.
Tako želim vas ohrabriti da nastavite u onome što ste radili.
Amen. Don't stop.
I nemojte stati.
Amen. Amen. Even if not one soul comes, continue.
Čak ako ni jedna duša više ne dođe, vi samo nastavite.
Amen. We cannot really perceive with our natural eyes what's happening in the spiritual realm.
Jer uistinu mi ne možemo skroz sagledati svojim prirodnim očima šta se dešava u tom nadprirodnom svetu.
Amen. And everything you do is a seed that you are sown.
Jer sve što radite, to je jedno posijano seme.
Amen.
Amen.
And that seed will produce something.
A to seme će proizvesti nešto.
Amen.
Amen.
So to all the ministers that's here.
Dakle, svim službenicima koji su tu.
Amen. And Brother Aladdin for interpreting for me.
Brato Ladino koji za mene prevodi.
Amen. And brother Milko, it was so good to see you again, my brother.
I, brate Milko, bilo je predivno da te ponovo vidim, moj brate.
And please take our greetings to your precious wife.
I molim te, prenesi naše pozdrave svojoj dragoj suprugi.
Amen.
Amen.
And my wife that accompanied me, may God bless her.
A moja žena koja je ovdje sa mnom, neka i nju Bog blagoslovi.
I really appreciate that.
Ja to veoma cenim.
Amen.
Amen.
And for us, we're going home with very fond memories.
A što se nas tiče, mi odlazimo kući sa veoma zanimljivim sećanjima.
So may God bless you.
Tako Bog vas blagoslovio.
And we appreciate every one of you.
I stvarno cenimo svakog pojedinca ovdje.
Let me tell you, you are a very, very special group of people.
Samo da vam kažem da ste vi jedna posebna grupa ljudi.
There is nobody like you.
I nema nikoga kao što ste vi.
Amen. Let's
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand.
Amen.
I have never met people like you.
Nikad nisam sreo ljude kao što ste vi.
I've never heard people sing like you.
I nisam nikad čuo ljude koji pevaju kao vi.
Amen. That's why God must love you so much.
Sigurno da vas Bog zbog toga jako voli.
Amen.
Amen.
So may God bless you richly.
Tako neka vas Bog obilno blagoslovi.
And continue this wonderful work of love.
I nastavite sa tim predivnim delom ljubavi.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand up on our feet tonight.
Ustanimo večeras.
As we turn in our word of God.
Dok budemo otvarali reč Božiju.
Luke 4.
Znači idemo u Evanđelje po Luci, četvrta glava.
Luke chapter 4 verse 16.
Znači Luka, četvrta glava, stih 16.
Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 4 verse 16.
Luka 4:16.
And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read.
Tako ode i u Nazaret, gdje je odrastao, pa u subotu po svom običaju uđe u sinagogu, ustade da čita.
There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
A oni mu dadoše knjigu proroka Isaije, on otvori knjigu i nađe mjesto gdje piše.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Na meni je duh Gospodnji, jer me je pomazao, da siromasima objavim evanđelje. Poslao me da služnjima objavim oslobođenje, slepima da će progledati, da na slobodu pustim potlačene,
to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Da objavim godinu blagonaklonosti Gospodnje.
And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
Onda zatvori knjigu, vrati je službeniku pa sede, a oči svih u sinagogi bile su uprte u njega.
And he began to say unto them, this day in this scriptures fulfilled in your ears.
A on im reče, danas dok ste slušali, ovo pismo se ispunilo.
Amen. Let's pray.
Hajde da se pomolimo.
Lord, we appreciate thy wonderful grace tonight.
Gospode, cenimo tvoju predivnu milost večeras.
And Lord, we have come into this building, O God, to be in fellowship and to hear from thee.
I Gospode, došli smo u ovu zgradu večeras da bi imali zajedništvo i da čujemo tebe.
We pray, Father God, that you will take these words and that you will inspire it with your spirit.
Molimo se, Bože Oče, da uzmeš ove reči i da ih nadahneš svojim duhom.
That you will touch us, O God, and that you will change our lives.
Da nas dotakneš, Gospode, i da izmeniš naše živote.
Lord Jesus, and that you will place us under your blood.
I Gospode Isuse, da nas onda staviš pod svoju krv.
And that, oh Father God, we'll be seated together in heavenly places.
I tada ćemo, Bože Oče, sedeti zajedno u nebeskim mestima.
Amen, Lord, that you will speak to every heart.
Tako da ti, Gospode, govoriš svakom srcu.
And that we will go out to say, didn't our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us along this way.
I da kada odemo odavde da kažemo, nisu li nam srca gorela dok nam je on govorio duž puta.
Father, we pray as we commit this meeting into thy hands.
Oče, mi se molimo dok predajemo ovu službu u tvoje ruke.
That you will take control, O Father, of every spirit in here.
Da uzmeš pod kontrolu svaki duh koji je ovdje.
That you will bless us with your presence.
Da nas blagosloviš svojim prisustvom.
As we wait upon thee.
Dok čekamo na tebe.
In Jesus Christ's name.
U ime Isusa Krista.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may take your seats.
Možete sesti.
Thank you, brother. Amen. So we're looking at a situation tonight.
Dakle, večeras razmatramo ovu situaciju.
Where Jesus, the Bible says, go and he goes into the temple.
Gdje je Isus išao, kako Biblija kaže, išao je u hram.
As his custom was.
Jel to je bio njegov običaj?
Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus, for him going to church was a custom.
Dakle, što se Isusa ticalo, njegov običaj je da ide redovno u crkvu.
Amen. So you would find him on the Sabbath day, you will find him on one place only, and that's right in the temple.
Tako, dakle, u subotu vi biste ga mogli naći samo na jednom mjestu, a to je bio hram.
A custom is something that you do regularly, religiously, every time.
A običaj je nešto što vi redovno radite, religiozno i to svaki put.
Therefore, with these things you don't even need a revelation.
Tako što se tiče tih stvari, vama ne treba čak ni otkrivenje.
Imagine if you say, I don't have a revelation to go to church.
Zamislite ako biste rekli, pa ja nemam otkrivenje da idem u crkvu.
Amen. We can point you to the scripture and say, forget that brother, make it a custom.
Ja mogu usmeriti vas na taj dio pisma i reći, zaboravi to, brate, i načini od toga običaj.
Because we want to be in fellowship and worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ.
Zato što mi želimo biti u zajedništvu i proslavljati Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
Now he could say, man, they are all of the devil, I'm not going there.
Dakle, on bi mogao reći, ta osoba, pa tamo su svi od đavola i ja neću da idem tamo.
But he had a revelation that says, this is my father's house.
Ali Isus je imao to otkrivenje da je to bio dom njegovog oca.
Now is there among the other believers?
Dakle, on se nalazi tamo, Isus, među ostalim vernicima.
And look at what happens there.
I vidite šta se samo tamo desilo.
The minister takes a scroll.
Propovednik ili sveštenik je uzeo svitak.
Not any scroll, but he goes because there's many scrolls on where they place them.
I ne ma koji svitak, već je išao do svitaka, a bilo ih je mnogo tamo poređenih.
But inspiration leads him to one scroll, the scroll of Isaiah.
Ali inspiracija ga je vodila do jednog svitka, što je bio svitak proroka Isaije.
And he comes, he gives it to Jesus Christ.
I on taj svitak predaje Isusu Hristu.
And the Bible says Jesus takes it and opens and starts to page through it.
I Biblija kaže da Isus uzeo, otvorio ga i počeo da lista kroz njega.
What was he looking for? He was looking for the portion that was speaking about himself.
A šta je on tražio? On je tražio taj deo koji je govorio o njemu lično.
And then he read only the portion that identifies his ministry.
I onda je čitao samo onaj deo Isaije koji je njegovu službu načinio prepoznatljivom.
And he says, the Lord has anointed me.
I rekao je, Gospod me je pomazao.
To preach the gospel to the poor.
Da propovedam evanđelje siromaštima.
To heal the broken hearted.
Da lečim slomljena srca.
Deliverance to the captives.
Da donesem slobodu zatočenicima.
Recovery of sight to the blind.
Da vratim vid slepima.
Set at liberty them that are bruised.
Da oslobodim one koji su
zlostavljeni
i da propovedam milosnu godinu Gospodnje.
And he stops right in the middle of that verse and he closes the book.
I onda se zaustavio u sred tog stiha i zatvorio knjigu.
And he says, this day this scripture is fulfilled.
I rekao je, danas se ovo pismo ispunilo.
And that is the importance of anointing.
I to je važnost pomazanja.
You have to be under the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Vi morate biti pomazani Svetim Duhom.
To find your place in the Bible.
Da bi našli svoje mjesto u Bibliji.
To find your place in the Word.
Da bi našli svoje mjesto u reči.
Otherwise you will never know who you are.
Inače nikada nećete moći spoznati
ko ste.
Where you
come from and where you're going.
Ste došli i kuda idete.
Amen. Everything is driven by that anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Dakle, sve je vođeno ili usmeravano tim pomazanjem Svetoga Duha.
Amen. And therefore the prophet says you have to absolutely know who you are.
Tako da je prorok rekao, vi morate apsolutno znati ko ste.
Do you believe the prophet knew he was Malachi 4?
Da li vjerujete da je prorok znao da je bio Malahija 4?
I believe under that anointing he was anointed for that very scripture.
Ja vjerujem da tim pomazanjem je bio pomazan baš za taj dio pisma.
And the beauty of it, Jesus Christ.
A lepota Isusa Hrista
could not go beyond that anointing.
Nije mogla otići izvan tog pomazanja.
That anointing put the limits of what his ministry was for that specific time.
A to pomazanje ga je ograničilo šta je bila njegova služba za to specifično vreme.
And our prophet could not go beyond those limits.
A ni naš prorok nije mogao probiti te limite.
He could only preach what was prophesied in the word about him.
On je mogao propovedati samo ono što je u reči bilo prorokovano za njega.
Therefore anybody that comes after that.
Tako da mako kod bi dolazio nakon toga
and try and pick up that special ministry to say I'm the eighth angel or whatever they want to be.
I pokušao da uzme to neku kao posebnu službu koju ima da je osmi anđeo ili šta god bi mogao biti.
They had to be like Jesus Christ to open the word and show you identify themselves 100%.
Oni moraju biti kao Isus Hrist da vam otvore pismo i da vam pokažu gdje to pismo govori o njima.
Amen. So the prophet says, and why are people so tossed about?
I prorok je rekao, zašto pismo kaže da su ljudi toliko uskomešani?
He says, people get the wrong impression of what the anointing is.
Kaže, ljudi dobiju pogrešan utisak toga šta je pomazanje.
He says, the greatest anointing that was ever given to anyone was Jesus Christ.
Kaže, najveće pomazanje koje je ikad bilo dano makome bilo je Isusu Hristu.
We have the spirit with measure.
Mi imamo taj duh u jednoj meri.
He had it without measure.
A on ga je imao neizmerno.
Amen. And he goes into the temple and he reads those scriptures.
I odlazi u pismo i čita te delove pisma.
Amen. And when he's finished, he laid down the scroll.
I onda kada je završio, odložio je svitak.
And he sat down.
I seo je.
And precious word proceeded out of his mouth.
I dragocene reči su izašle iz njegovih usta.
That's what he has done under that anointing.
To je ono što je on učinio pod tim pomazanjem.
He says the anointing is not emotions.
Kaže, pomazanje nisu emocije.
Amen. Many people say, my, we had a wonderful anointing. We ran, we kicked the chairs and we jumped on everything.
Mnogi ljudi kažu, moj Bože, tako smo bili pomazani da smo jurili okolo, šutali, prevrtali stolice i skakali na sve i svašta.
But here's a man with the greatest anointing that was ever placed upon a human being.
Ali ovdje je čovjek sa najvećim pomazanjem koje je ikad bilo dano bilo kom ljudskom biću.
And he reads and he starts to speak the words of life.
I on čita i počinje da izgovara reči života.
Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet says the anointing is supreme power under control.
A prorok je rekao da je pomazanje jedna vrhovna sila koja ima kontrolu.
Like knowing exactly what and how. Like knowing what and how.
Znači, to je kada znate šta i kako.
And that is what is here.
I to je ono što je ovdje.
Therefore, I said last time.
I zbog toga sam rekao zadnji put.
When the angel came down.
Kada se anđeo spustio dole.
And the atmosphere changed.
Ta atmosfera se promenila.
He just spoke normal.
On je govorio normalno.
And he said, I now take every spirit under my control.
I rekao, ja sada uzimam svaki duh pod svoju kontrolu.
So that great anointing,
dakle, to veliko pomazanje,
is supreme power under control.
To je jedna vrhovna sila koja ima kontrolu.
Amen, and that's why we saw it so evidently in the prophet's ministry.
I zato je to tako očito u prorokovoj službi.
And every one of us here carries an anointing.
I svaki od nas koji je ovdje, i on nosi jedno pomazanje.
Amen. Every one of us is here and that is the Holy Spirit in your life to anoint you.
I svaki koji od nas ovdje, tu je Sveti Duh koji ga pomazuje.
Amen. Abram was a normal man.
Abraham je bio jedan običan čovjek.
The prophet says he was a farmer.
Prorok je rekao da je bio seljak.
There was nothing special about him.
Da nije bilo ništa posebno što se njega tiče.
He says what made the difference is that God called him.
Rekao je ono što je načinilo razliku je Božji poziv.
He says and that is the way with every one of us here tonight, the difference is that God has called you.
I rekao je tako je to i sa nama večeras ovdje. U razlika je u tome što nas je Bog pozvao.
You have never called yourself.
Vi sebe nikada niste pozvali.
Amen. God had to come and he started to call your name.
Bog je morao početi pozivati vaše ime.
Amen. And that's what makes the difference. That's why you are here. That's why you are special.
I to je ono što pravi razliku zato što ste ovdje i zato što ste posebni.
Amen. He says and Abram never was fully blessed until he fully obeyed the word of God completely.
I rekao je Abraham nikada nije bio potpuno blagoslovljen dok nije u potpunosti se podredio Božjoj reči.
Amen. He says and the same with us, you'll never be fully blessed until you obey the word of God completely.
I rekao je tako je i sa nama, mi nikada nećemo biti u potpunosti blagoslovljeni dok se u potpunosti ne podredimo reči Božjoj.
He says another thing is that Abram's covenant was an unconditional covenant.
I onda rekao druga stvar je toga da je Abrahamov zavet bio zavet bez uslova.
Because Adam's covenant was conditional.
Zato što je Adamov zavet bio uslovni zavet.
If you do this, I'll do this.
Ako ti uradiš ovako, ja ću onda ovako.
If you don't eat of that tree, you will live.
Ako ne budeš jeo s tog drveta, onda ćeš živeti.
And they failed miserably.
I oni su jadno izneverili.
But when Abram was called, it was an unconditional covenant.
Ali kad je Abraham bio pozvan, zavet je bio bez uslova.
He just said, Abram, I have chosen you.
On je prosto rekao, Abrahame, izabrao sam te i blagoslovit ću te i umnožit ću te.
I'm gonna multiply you.
Umnožit ću tvoje seme. Jel?
Amen, and that was it.
I to je bilo to.
He never connected anything to Abram.
On nikada ništa nije stavio u vezu sa Abrahamom.
Amen, and that's the covenant that we are under because we are part of the royal seed.
I takav je zavet pod kojim smo i mi, jer i mi smo deo tog kraljevskog semena.
So this covenant is purely grace.
Tako da je ovaj zavet čista milost.
Amen. It's based upon grace.
To se temelji na milosti.
The only thing you have to maintain this covenant was to stay and abide in the land.
Jedino što bi trebalo da radite da bi sa tim zavetom bili u tom zavetu je da ostanete u zemlji.
As long as you're in this land, there's a blessing upon your life.
I dokle god se vi nalazite u ovoj zemlji, dotle je blagoslov na vašem životu.
And when they went out of the land into Egypt,
a kada su napustili zemlju pa otišli u Egipat,
they lost their blessing.
Izgubili su svoje blagoslove.
But they never lost their covenant.
Ali nikada nisu izgubili zavet.
Amen. Therefore, when you become a son and daughter of God,
tako da i vi kada postanete Božji sin ili kćer,
you can never go lost.
Vi nikada ne možete biti izgubljeni.
Never. There's no place to be found where you can be lost.
Ne možete naći ni jedno mjesto ovdje, a da možete biti izgubljeni.
Even if God has to take your life before time.
Čak ako je Bog prinuđen da vam uzme život pre vremena.
Can never lose you.
Ali ne može vas nikada izgubiti.
Amen. And God said to Abram.
A Bog je rekao Abrahamu.
I want you to walk through this land.
Želim da hodaš kroz ovu zemlju.
And look it over.
I da je skroz razgledaš.
Because everything in this land belongs to you.
Jer sve što se nalazi u ovoj zemlji pripada tebi.
Everything is yours.
Sve je tvoje.
That's why when there came a squabble between Lot and Abram's people.
I radi toga kad je došlo do te rasprave između Lotovih ljudi i Abrahamovih ljudi.
What happened?
Šta se desilo?
Abram knew where he stood.
Abraham je znao gdje stoji.
Abram wasn't fighting for position.
Abraham se nije borio za svoje mjesto.
Amen. You don't have to fight for your position.
Ani vi ne morate se boriti za svoje mjesto.
Your position is given to you by God.
Jer tvoje mjesto je darovano tebi od Boga.
And no man can take it from you.
I nema čovjeka koji vam to može uzeti.
I don't care who says what about you.
Baš me briga ko šta kaže o vama.
It is what God says about you.
To je ono što je Bog rekao o vama.
Amen.
Amen.
So you see a man that understands who he is.
Tako vidite jednog čovjeka koji je shvatio ko je.
When the squabble comes up.
Kada je počela ta rasprava.
He acts a certain way.
On je postupao na određeni način.
He says, Lot.
Rekao je Lote.
You've got the first choice.
Evo, ti prvi izaberi.
Because he knew I cannot lose anything.
Jer on je znao, i onako ne mogu ništa izgubiti.
Everything belongs to me anyhow.
Sve mi onako pripada.
I don't have to choose. God gave it to me.
Ne moram ništa birati, Bog je to meni već dao.
And this belongs to me.
A ovo je ono što pripada meni.
Every part from Genesis to Revelation is mine.
Svaki deo od postanka do otkrivenja je moj.
Amen.
Amen.
So Lord,
tako Lot,
he didn't have that revelation.
On nije imao takvo otkrivenje.
He didn't have that position.
Niti je imao takvo mjesto.
Lot had to fight for everything he wanted.
Lot je morao da se bori za svaku stvar koju je želeo.
And he starts to look around.
I počeo je da gleda oko sebe.
Maybe he thought, my, Abram made a big mistake now.
Možda je pomislio, moj Bože, ala se ovaj Abraham zeznu.
He never said, Abram, no. I came with you, you are in charge, you make the choice.
Sorry.
He never said, Abram, you must make the choice.
A nikad nije rekao, e, Abrahame, ne, prvi ti izaberi.
No, when Abram said, Lot, make the choice, Lot was there quickly.
Kada je Abraham rekao Lotu, ti izaberi, on je brzo reagovao.
Amen. What did he starts to look and he looks at the green and the water and Amen. My, he says, that's my choice.
I kada je gledao oko sebe, vidio je zelenu ravnicu sa puno vode i rekao, pa to ću izabrati.
And you don't find Abram feeling sorry for himself.
A ne vidite da je Abrahamu da je sažaljevao samog sebe?
Saying, "My, I've got the bad part of the deal."
I da je rekao, moj Bože, izvukao sam loš deo ovog sporazuma.
No, the footsteps of the righteous are foreordained of God.
Ne, koraci pravednika su unapred određeni od Boga.
There is not such a thing as a bad deal or you losing out. You can never lose out anything.
Ne postoji loš sporazum niti gubitak bilo čega, jer vi ne možete izgubiti ništa.
Amen.
Amen.
So Abraham was an anointed man.
Tako da je Abraham bio pomazan čovjek.
And therefore when you make decisions you must be under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Tako kada donosite odluke i vi morate biti pomazani Svetim Duhom.
Say Lord, what do you want me to do?
I trebate reći, Gospode, šta ti želiš da ja radim?
I don't want to make a decision but you show me where you want me.
Ne želim da ja donosim neke odluke, već ti meni pokaži gdje me ti želiš.
Amen. So it wasn't long. Lot was living there and he was under the shade trees and he was just living a good life.
Tako nije prošlo dugo i Lot je živio jedan dobar život, bio je tamo pod hladovinom negde.
And Abraham was sitting in the desert.
A Abraham je sjedeo u pustinji.
But he wasn't complaining.
Ali nije se žalio.
He understood his own position.
On je shvatio svoje mjesto.
And trouble comes in.
I onda je došla nevolja.
The kings come in, they capture Sodom.
Kraljevi su došli i okupirali Sodomu.
And Lot is included in the lot and they take them away captivity.
A i Lot je bio uključen u tu Sodomu pa su ga odveli u zatočeništvo.
And then the word comes to Abram and is the report is Lot has been taken.
A onda je došla vest ka Abrahamu da je Lot bio odveden.
Amen.
Amen.
Now he doesn't act like many of us would act.
On se nije ponašao kako bi se možda mi ponašali.
Yeah, I always knew the brother is going to end up in disaster.
A znao sam da će brat i onako propasti.
Amen. I prophesied 5 years ago and now it's true. Amen. Thank you Lord.
Prorokovao sam 5 godina ranije da će se to desiti. Evo, desilo se. Amen. Hvala ti, Gospode.
Amen. Abraham was an anointed man.
Ne, Abraham je bio pomazan čovjek.
And remember God said to him everything in this land belongs to you.
I upamtite da je Bog rekao Abrahamu sve što je u ovoj zemlji tebi pripada.
And even Lot belonged to him.
Čak je i Lot njemu pripadao.
Therefore he packed his men, he got them ready.
Tako da je on onda pripremio ljude, uzeli su ono što je bilo potrebno.
And he went after Lot to bring Lot back.
I krenuo je ka Lotu da bi vratio Lota nazad.
Amen. He came and his purpose was I'm going to bring him back.
I njegova svrha je bila ja ću ga vratiti nazad.
And he did exactly that.
I oni su uradili baš to.
Even on his way back the kings meet him and says, "My, let's give you lots of money and gold and silver. My, you've done us a great favor."
Tako da ga je čak i kralj na povratku sreo i rekao je, Bože, uradio si veliku uslugu nama, evo želim da te nagradim, da ti dam puno novca i puno blaga.
And Abraham said, I'll take not a cent from you.
A Abraham je rekao, neću uzeti ni peni od tebe.
Because I haven't done it to get gain. I have done it to capture, bring back my brother.
Zato što ja nisam ovo uradio da bi dobio makakvu korist, ja sam ovo uradio da bi vratio brata.
Amen. So we should always ask ourselves the question.
Tako i mi bi sebi uvijek trebali postaviti pitanje.
Under what anointing am I operating?
Pod kakvim pomazanjem ja to delujem?
And how do you measure that?
A kako ćete vi to meriti?
By your reaction.
Tako po svojim vlastitim reakcijama.
Amen. We should always strive and say, Lord, let that anointing of the Holy Ghost be upon my life.
Trebali biste uvijek žudeti za tim i reći, Gospode, neka bi to pomazanje Svetog Duha uvijek bilo u mom životu.
Amen. 1 John 2 verse 27.
Jovanova 2:27.
Amen. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you.
Ali pomazanje koje smo primili od njega prebiva u vama.
And you need not that any man teach you.
I ne treba niko da vas uči.
But as the same anointing teaches you of all things.
Već to pomazanje kako vas uči o svemu.
And is truth.
I istinito je.
And is no lie.
I nema laži u tome.
And even as it have taught you.
I onako kako vas je poučilo.
You shall abide in him.
Trebate tako ostati u njemu.
Amen. So you have received an anointing.
Dakle, vi ste primili jedno pomazanje.
And the purpose of the anointing is to give you your ministry.
A služba tog pomazanja je da vam da službu.
Every one of you sitting here has got a ministry.
I svako ko ovde sedi večeras ima službu.
Every one of you has got something to do in the bride of the living God.
Svako od vas ima šta da uradi u nevesti živoga Boga.
So if you are a Christian, you are under an anointing.
Dakle, ako ste hrišćanin, onda ste pod pomazanjem.
Which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Što je ništa drugo nego krštenje Svetim
And
Duhom.
And what is the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
A šta je svrha krštenja Svetim Duhom?
Amen. We have justification.
Mi imamo opravdanje.
Which means I was lost.
Što znači bio sam izgubljen.
I was there in a position in sin.
Bio sam tamo u jednoj poziciji greha.
And then God took me.
A onda me je Bog uzeo odande.
He justified me.
I opravdao me.
And then he sanctified me by starting to clean me.
A onda me je posvetio tako što je počeo da me čisti.
And once I'm cleaned, he puts the Holy Spirit inside.
A jednom kad sam postao čist, onda je stavio unutra Svetog Duha.
And the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to put you into service.
A svrha Svetog Duha je da vas dovede do službe.
Amen, to fill you with water.
Da vas ispuni vodom.
So that somebody can come and drink from you.
Tako da neko može doći do vas i piti
that
iz
you
vas.
Can become a fountain of living waters.
Da bi postali izvor žive vode.
Amen, and Amen. We should never forget that that's every one of us, sisters included.
I nemojte to nikad zaboraviti da je to svaki od nas i sestre su uključene u to.
Amen. We are all part of the same body.
Jer svi smo deo tog istog tela.
Remember, you worship God the way you live.
Upamtite da vi proslavljate Boga onako kako živite.
The way you dress.
Kako se oblačite.
A man can never preach like a sister can preach.
Čovjek nikad ne može propovedati kako sestra može propovedati.
Never.
Nikada.
Because just by walking down the street you are preaching a sermon.
Jel već dok idete ulicom vi već ste jedna živa propoved.
Amen. So never feel embarrassed.
Nemojte nikada se osjećati nelagodno.
Never feel humiliated.
Nemojte se nikada osjećati poniženim.
You must walk and walk that you represent the King of Heaven.
Vi hodajte tako da ovdje predstavljate nebeskog kralja.
Amen.
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 So when God was choosing a king.
Dakle, kada je Bog birao kralja.
He said to Samuel, I want you to go Amen. To Jesse's house.
Rekao je Samuelu, želim da ideš u Jesejevu kuću.
And I want you to anoint one of his sons, he'll be my king.
I želim da pomažeš jednog od njegovih sinova koji će biti kralj.
Now remember, an anointing is something that is placed upon you.
Dakle, upamtite da je pomazanje nešto što je položeno na vas.
When they poured the oil on your head, it flowed over you.
Kada sipaju to ulje na vašu glavu, ono se razliva svuda po vama.
And it stayed there.
I ono i ostaje tamo.
Amen. So once God anoints you, baptizes you with the Spirit, it stays upon you.
Dakle, jednom kada vas Bog pomaže i krsti vas duhom, ono ostaje tamo na vama.
So in 1 Samuel 16, the Bible says, and it came to pass.
I onda 1 Samuljeva 16:6 kaže da je došlo, desilo se.
When they were come.
Da dok su dolazili.
That they looked at Eliab.
Da su pogledali na Eliaba.
And he said, surely the Lord's anointing is before me.
I rekao je sigurno da je, rekao je Samuel, sigurno je gospodnji pomazanik predamnom.
So Samuel was looking through his natural eyes.
Tako Samuel je to gledao svojim prirodnim očima.
He was looking at the son that fits the prescription of a king the best.
A on je gledao u sina koji je najviše odgovarao opisu jednog kralja.
And he even gives his name.
I čak mu je prozvao ime.
But in verse 7 the Lord says, but the Lord said unto Samuel.
Ali u 7. stihu dalje kaže, Gospod je rekao Samuelu,
look not on his countenance.
Nemoj da gledaš na njegovu pojavu,
nor on the height of his stature.
Niti na visinu njegovog stasa,
because I have refused him.
Zato što sam ga ja odbacio.
For the Lord seeth not as a man sees.
Zato što Gospod ne gleda onako kako čovjek gleda.
For the man looks at the outward appearance.
Zato što čovjek gleda na spoljašnjost.
But the Lord looks to the heart.
Ali Gospod gleda u srce.
Amen. Therefore I thank God that the choosing is not up to me and to you.
Tako ja zahvaljujem Bogu da taj izbor nije ni na meni ni na vama.
God chooses his own bride.
Bog sam bira svoju nevestu.
And you might think he's making a mistake.
I vi možda možete misliti da je on pogrešio.
God can never make a mistake. When he calls somebody, he chooses the perfect ones.
Bog nikada ne pravi grešku i kada on odabira nekoga, on odabira ono koji je savršen.
And it's normally those that you least expect.
I uobičajeno je da su to oni na koje najmanje mislite da će
Amen,
biti.
That he chooses.
Da će on takve izabrati.
Amen, because God doesn't look like we look.
Zato što Bog uopšte ne gleda onako kako mi gledamo.
God looks to the heart.
Bog gleda čovjeka u srce.
And he chose David as his king.
I onda je izabrao Davida kao svoga
Now,
kralja.
Now David was not a man that's perfect.
A David uopšte nije bio savršeni čovjek.
But the Bible says a man after God's own heart.
Ali Biblija kaže da je on bio čovjek koji je bio po Božjem srcu.
Why? Because he always said to David, don't forget where I've taken you from.
Zato što je uvek govorio Davidu, nemoj zaboraviti odakle si uzet.
And we should never forget where we come from.
I mi ne bi trebali zaboraviti odakle
Because
dolazimo.
Because it makes you proud and arrogant.
Zato što vas to onda dovelo do ponosa i do arogancije.
Amen. And David had that ability.
A David je imao tu sposobnost.
When he sinned,
kada je sagrešio,
and the prophet comes in.
A onda je prorok stupio na scenu.
And he says there was a man.
I rekao je, bio je jedan čovjek.
100 sheep.
Koji imao 100 ovaca.
And there was another man, he had one sheep.
I bio jedan čovjek koji imao samo jednu ovcu.
And this man with 100 looked at that one sheep, he took that sheep and he killed the man.
A taj čovjek koji imao 100 gledao je na tu ovcu jednu, uzeo tu ovcu i ubio tog čovjeka.
And David was quick to judge.
A David je brzo skočio da osudi tu stvar.
Amen. And he says that man must die.
I on je rekao, pa taj čovjek mora umreti.
Amen. And we are very quick to pull the guns.
I mi smo brzi u potezanju pištolja.
You know, you hear something, you pull the guns, you come in guns blazing.
Čim čujete nešto, vi vadite odmah pištolje i bum bum.
And afterwards you realize, my, I was too quick on the trigger.
A onda nakon kratkog vremena shvatite, bio sam jako brz na obaraču.
And when the prophet says that man is you.
I kada je prorok rekao, ti si taj čovjek,
you find a certain ability with David.
Mogli ste vidjeti jednu sposobnost koja je bila u Davidu.
He never argued the word.
On nikada nije počeo da se raspravlja sa reči.
He never justified himself.
Nikad nije pokušao sebe da opravda.
He never found an excuse to say, but my, the reason I did it, the woman shouldn't present herself naked before me, I was a man, I was weak.
Nikad nije tražio izgovor i rekao, o moj Bože, pa ta žena nije smjela tako da se pokaže golišava preda mnom, a ja sam slab čovjek za to.
No.
Ne.
When the prophet says it's you.
Kad je prorok rekao, ti si taj.
He just looked at him.
Samo ga je pogledao.
And he stood up.
I ustao je.
He took off his golden robes.
Uzeo je svoje zlatne
he
haljine.
He took off the crown.
Skinuo je svoju krunu.
And he fell on the floor.
I legao je na pod.
Crying like a baby.
I počeo je da plače kao malo dete.
Why? Because he had a relationship with Jesus Christ, with God, with that spirit.
Zašto? Jer imao je taj odnos sa Isusom Hristom, odnosno sa Božim duhom.
Amen. And he repented.
Tako da se on pokajao.
He paid the price, but he repented.
Platio je cenu za greh, ali se pokajao.
And that is the ability that a son of God carries. He's got the ability to repent.
I to je ta sposobnost koju Boži sin nosi u sebi da se pokaje.
If he's wrong, he says, I was wrong.
Ako je pogrešio, kaže, pogrešio sam.
Amen. Even if you are a king, if you are wrong, you are wrong.
What even if?
Even if you are the king.
A čak i ako ste kralj, ako ste pogrešili, onda ste u krivu.
That's why this Bible,
zato ova Biblija,
as the prophet teaches us,
kako nas prorok to o tome uči,
David is the most, one of the most loved kings.
David je bio jedan od najvoljenijih kraljeva.
But the word of God,
ali Božja reč,
when men wrote this Bible,
kada su ljudi pisali Bibliju,
under the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
pod pomazanjem Svetoga Duha,
imagine how they felt when they came to David.
Zamislite samo kako li su se osjećali kada su došli do Davida.
All his sins.
Sve njegove grehe.
Maybe they were tempted as men to leave it out.
Možda su bili iskušani kao ljudi da to izostave.
That's how other people write the history of the great men.
Tako drugi ljudi pišu istoriju velikih ljudi.
They leave out their failings.
Oni izostavljaju njihove greške.
But the word of God, because it's inspired.
Ali zbog toga što je reč Božja nadahnuta.
It was written exactly the way it happened.
Pisana je tačno onako kako se i desilo.
To show us that God is not a respecter of persons.
Što nam pokazuje da Bog ne gleda ko je ko.
There is no two rules.
Ne postoje kod njega dva pravila.
There is one word of God.
Postoji samo jedna reč
And
Božja.
We are all subject under that word.
I mi smo svi pod tom reči.
From the pulpit right down.
Od propovedaonice pa do kraja.
Amen. Sometimes people get taught things.
Ponekad ljudi imaju naučene stvari.
One day a sister came to me.
Jednom je došla jedna sestra.
And she says, you know, brother Hannes.
Rekla je, pa znaš, brate Hannes.
I have been taught
mene su tako naučili
that there is special books
da postoje neke posebne knjige
that only the pastors in the message have
koje samo pastiri poruke imaju
that nobody else has
i niko to više nema.
And you know why does men tell people those stories?
A zašto ljudi govore takve priče?
Because they want to tell them I have more than you have.
Zato što oni da kažu, že oni žele reći ljudima u crkvi ja imam više nego vi.
Don't question me, I've got a book which you don't have.
Nemoj da me sumnjičiš jer ja imam knjige koje ti nemaš.
That's why I thank God.
I zato sam zahvalan
that
Bogu.
That every one of you has got the message in your hands.
Da svaki od vas ima poruku u svojim rukama.
That's why it's such a great work to translate the books and get them in people's hands.
I zato je to tako veliki posao da se prevode te knjige i da se daju ljudima u ruke.
That when somebody says something you've got a reference to go and check.
Da kada neko nešto kaže, vi imate na šta da se pozovete i da to proverite.
Amen. And it's our duty.
A to je i naša obaveza.
That's why we are here.
I zato smo mi i ovde.
To look at these things and know that God has placed the message in our hands.
Da gledamo u te stvari da znamo da je Bog nama svoju poruku dao u svoje ruke.
Amen. That's why the Roman Catholic wanted to keep the Bible only at the priests.
I zato su Rimokatolici želeli da zadrže Bibliju samo među sveštenstvom.
Because they wanted to control the people.
Zato što su tako želeli kontrolisati narod.
And remember God never his intention was never to rule you with fear.
I upamtite da Bog nikada nije imao nameru da vlada nad vama strahom.
Amen. Men like to tie people to them with fear.
Znate, ljudi vole vezivati druge ljude za sebe strahom.
Like if you leave this church, you are lost.
Kao na primjer, ako napustiš ovu crkvu, onda si izgubljen.
No, if you leave Jesus Christ, you are lost.
Ne, ako ostaviš Isusa Hrista,
Amen.
Onda si izgubljen.
No church can save you.
Ne može crkva ni jedna
no
da vas spasi.
Can save you.
Niti jedan čovjek to
Jesus
može.
Christ is your personal savior.
Isus Hrist je vaš lični spasitelj.
Amen.
Amen.
But we come under the rulership of the word.
Ali mi dolazimo pod upraviteljstvo reči.
And in the word there's a fivefold ministry.
A u reči se nalazi također petostruka služba.
And that ministry is directed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
A ta služba je usmeravana pod pomazanjem Svetog Duha.
So when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Dakle kada primate krštenje Svetim Duhom,
you are enabled.
Vi ste onda osposobljeni.
Entrusted.
Povereno vam je nešto.
And empowered.
I dobili ste i silu za to.
Amen. To accomplish God's will.
Da biste dovršili Božiju volju.
Amen. So you will never have an excuse.
Tako da nemate nikada nikakve ispirke.
You have to know and understand that God has got an anointing and that anointing brings a ministry to you personally.
Vi morate znati da je Bog Bog i da to pomazanje donosi lično vama tu službu.
Like I said, you are born for four things. You are here for four things to control.
Kao što sam rekao, ovdje ste zbog četiri stvari. Prva je da imate kontrolu.
To rule.
Da upravljate.
To worship God.
Da proslavljate Boga.
And to live for God.
I da živite za Boga.
That is what the prophet says is the keys around our lives.
I to je ono što je prorok rekao da su ključevi za naš život.
So Proverbs 16 says...
Dakle, Pavle,
Proverbs 16.
Okay. Izreke 16:32 kažu:
He that is slow to anger.
Onaj koji je spor na gnev.
Is better than the mighty.
Bolji od silnika.
And he that ruleth his spirit.
A onaj koji upravlja svojim duhom.
Than he that taketh a city.
Bolji od onoga koji zauzima grad.
Amen. So where does the control start? It starts right inside of you.
Dakle, gde počinje ta kontrola? Ona počinje unutar vas.
You have to control the flesh.
Morate kontrolisati ovo telo.
Remember the flesh can never be saved.
I upamtite da ovo telo nikada ne može biti spaseno.
Like I said yesterday when we came into the message.
Kao što sam rekao juče kada smo došli u poruku.
We were trying to identify the make believe and an unbeliever.
Pokušali smo da napravimo razliku ili prepoznamo takozvanog vernika od pravog vernika.
But very soon I realized there's an unbeliever right with me.
Ali brzo sam shvatio da je i sa mnom jedan nevernik.
Amen. Right where you're sitting, if you just do this, you're touching an unbeliever.
Kada uzmete ovo i počnete da pipate, vi dodirujete jednog nevernika.
That's why the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom.
I zbog toga ovo telo ne može naslediti kraljevstvo.
Because it's born in sin.
Jer je rođeno u grehu.
It needs to be changed by the spoken word of God.
Ono mora biti izmenjeno ili promenjeno izgovorenom Božjom reči.
Amen. So, once you realize that,
jednom kada to shvatite,
then you realize I need to control this flesh.
Onda spoznate da morate kontrolisati ovo telo.
Because if you ask the flesh,
Jer ako vi pitate ovo telo,
do you want to go to church this morning?
Jel bi išao jutros u crkvu?
What do you think he's going to say to you?
Šta mislite šta će vam telo odgovoriti?
No, I'm tired.
Ne, jutros sam umoran.
Oh, he starts to tell you, my, actually, you know what, your leg is very sore this morning. You get
kažu,
out of bed and you feel,
nešto,
my, there's a pain.
Imaš jako veliki bol u nozi i vidiš ne možeš baš dobro da hodaš.
And he produces all these excuses.
I telo nalazi mnoštvo ispirki.
That's the flesh.
To je telo.
You have, the flesh will never wake up and say, let's go to church this morning.
Telo nikad neće da ustane da kaže, ej, ajmo sad ujutros u crkvu.
Never, that's
nikada.
Never happened to me.
To, meni se to nikada nije desilo.
But there's an inner man.
Ali postoji taj unutrašnji
that
čovjek.
That wakes up and say, this morning I'm going to worship God.
Koji ustaje i kaže, jutros ću slaviti Boga.
Amen, and you just tell the flesh, you keep quiet, you're coming with me.
I onda kažeš telu, tišina, ideš sa mnom.
Amen, and you Amen. Load him in the car, and you start the car, and there you go.
Staviš ga u telo, upališ, staviš ga u kola, upališ kola. I ideš onda u crkvu.
That's the way you treat him.
Tako moraš da se postupaš
you don't
prema
listen
njemu.
To him.
Ne smeš ga slušati.
You don't entertain him.
Ne smeš mu ugađati.
Amen. You just ignore him.
Samo ga ignoriši.
Because he cannot worship God.
Zato što telo ne može proslavljati Boga.
It is a temple that God has given you.
Ono je samo hram koji vam je Bog dao.
And that should be under the submission of the Spirit of God inside of you.
To telo mora doći pod Božije podređenje duhu koji je u vama.
Amen. You don't even negotiate with him.
Vi se čak ni ne pogađate s njime.
Amen. I'll tell you what.
Reći ću vam nešto.
If we go to church this morning.
Ako idemo u crkvu jutros.
This afternoon we're going to have a nice beer.
Popodne ćemo imati jednu dobru kriglu piva.
No, you don't negotiate with him.
Ne, nemojte se znači ako se dogovarate s telom da ajde okej, okay, idemo ujutro u crkvu, ali popodne idemo na pivo. Nemojte se s tim dogovarati.
Amen.
Amen.
So when Moses came to Pharaoh.
Kada je Mojsije došao ka faraonu.
He said, let my people go.
Rekao je, pusti moj narod da ide.
To go and worship God.
Da ide da proslavlja Boga.
Remember, as the prophet teaches, as the word shows us, that God says, I want to take you out of Egypt to come and worship at this mountain.
Sećate se da je Bog rekao, želim vas izvesti iz Egipta i dovesti vas tu na planinu gdje ćete proslavljati.
And what did Pharaoh say? He says, fine, I'll let you go, but only go 3 days.
A šta da je faraon rekao, pa fino, ali idite samo na 3 dana tamo.
Then he says, fine, let the men go, leave the woman and the children.
Onda kaže, okej, neka samo muškarci idu, ali ženu i djecu ostavite u Egiptu.
And he continues to negotiate with Moses.
I on je nastavio stalno da se pogađa i da se dogovara s Mojsijem.
But Moses's message never changed.
Ali poruka Mojsija nikad nije bila izmenjena.
Every time he says, let my people go.
Svaki put je rekao, samo
pustimo
narod da ide.
We're not leaving anything. Behind.
Mi ne ostavljamo ništa iza nas.
Amen. And that should be our attitude. We're not leaving anything behind.
Tako bi mi trebali postupiti da ništa ne ostavljamo iza sebe.
Amen. So remember, God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Dakle, upamtite da Bog nama nije dao duha straha.
But of power.
Već sile.
And of love.
Ljubavi.
And of a sound mind.
I čistog uma.
That's why the prophet says, you might think I'm crazy.
I zato prorok kaže, možete misliti da sam ja lud.
He says, but leave me, I'm happy this way.
Ali pustite me na miru, ja sam ovako sretan.
He had a sound mind.
On je imao čist um.
Which is the mind of Christ.
To je Hristov um.
You cannot have a sound mind with your natural mind.
Ne možeš imati čist um sa svojim prirodnim umom.
Amen. Therefore we have to get the mind of Christ.
Tako da moramo onda uzeti na sebe um Hristov.
Amen. So where did Jesus, he read in Isaiah 60.
Dakle, mi smo čitali to što Isus čita u Isaiji 60.
Isaiah 61, he read his ministry.
On je čitao u Isaiju 61 koja je opisivala njegovu službu.
And he identified himself to the world.
I onda je on sebe obznanio tako svetu.
He says, as you read in Isaiah 61, as you read further.
I kako čitate Isaiju 61 i kako čitate dalje.
He said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion.
Da se sretnem sa onima koji tuguju na Sionu.
To give them beauty for ashes.
Da im dam lepotu umjesto pepela.
Oil of joy for mourning.
Da im dam ulje radosti umjesto žalosti.
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
I da im dam haljine proslavljanja umjesto duha potištenosti.
Amen. So, what is the ministry of Jesus Christ?
Dakle, u čemu se ogleda služba Isusa Hrista?
Number one, he says to heal the broken-hearted.
Kao broj jedan, da lečim slomljena srca.
Who can heal a broken heart?
Ko može lečiti slomljeno srce?
There is no physician.
Ne postoji lekar.
There is no psychiatrist.
Ne postoji psihijatar.
That's why when something happens to you,
zato kada se nešto desi
and
vama,
you are disappointed,
i vi ste razočarani,
you are deeply hurt,
i onda ste duboko povređeni,
and even people in the message will disappoint you,
i čak ljudi u ovoj poruci vas mogu razočarati,
they will hurt you deeply,
i mogu vas duboko povrediti.
Amen, it's no excuse.
Dakle, nema izgovora.
Because his ministry specializes to heal the broken-hearted.
Zato što njegova služba se specijalizovala da leči slomljena srca.
And to put all those pieces back together again.
I da sve te rasturene komadiće ponovo sastavi nazad u jedno.
And he says to change the ashes to beauty.
I kaže da zameni pepeo za lepotu.
Amen, and the oil for joy in the morning.
I ulje radosti umjesto žalosti.
Amen. And that garment, he says, I'll give you the garment of praise instead of the garment of heaviness.
I rekao je, daću vam haljine slavljena umjesto haljina potištenosti.
You know what's the spirit of heaviness?
Da li znate šta znači duh potištenosti?
It's something like we said that comes upon you.
To je nešto kada je rečeno i to dođe na vas.
And not one is immune.
A niko nije imun na to.
Against that spirit.
Protiv tog duha.
Otherwise he would have not said this is my ministry.
Inače on ne bi rekao da je to njegova služba.
Amen, because if they it's like what did God create first, the fish or the water?
Šta je Bog prvo stvorio, ribu ili vodu?
Amen, if he says this is my ministry,
ako on kaže ovo je moja služba,
there will be people with broken hearts.
Dakle, bit će ljudi koji su slomljenog
srca. There will be people that has been bruised.
Bit će ljudi koji su ranjeni.
There will be blind people.
Bit će slepih ljudi.
There will be captive people.
Bit će zatočenih ljudi.
And we all come from that perspective.
A svi smo mi došli iz jedne takve perspektive.
Therefore that ministry had an effect upon us.
Tako da je ta njegova služba uticala na nas.
Amen, we all were lost.
Svi mi smo bili izgubljeni.
But he says I've come to preach to the lost.
Ali on je rekao, ja sam došao propovedati
That's
izgubljenima.
Why that anointed ministry had an effect of me. I was lost.
I zato je ta pomazana služba imala uticaj na mene. Ja
I
sam
was
ja
blind.
Bio izgubljen. I ja sam bio slep.
Amen. And he came and he changed my condition.
I on je došao i promenio moje stanje.
Amen.
Amen.
But he doesn't stop there.
Ali on nije tu stao.
So he says that spirit of heaviness, I'll give you the garment of praise.
Dakle, taj duh potištenosti, a ja ću vam dati haljinju proslavljanja.
Because God wants to be worshipped.
Jer Bog želi biti proslavljan.
He must give us something to worship him for.
A on nama mora dati nešto zbog čega ćemo mi njega proslavljati.
With the spirit of heaviness, it's difficult to worship.
A znate, kada imate duh potištenosti,
what
jako
does a
teško
person
proslavljati.
Do that is under the spirit of heaviness?
Šta radi osoba koja je pod duhom potištenosti?
The first thing they do, they close all the curtains.
Prvo što urade je navuku zavese.
They don't want to see the sun.
Ne žele da vide sunce.
They close the door.
Zatvore vrata.
They don't want to talk to anybody.
Ne želi s nikim pričati.
Amen. Leave me alone. I feel this way. I don't want to talk. I don't want to see. I don't want to do anything.
Samo me pusti ovako. Ne želim s nikim pričati niti nikog videti.
Amen. It's a spirit of heaviness taking a hold of people.
To je duh potištenosti koji uzima ljude.
So if it's a garment of heaviness, a garment of praise, it's something that you can put on and take off.
Dakle, ako postoji i haljine za proslavljanje, dakle, to su haljine koje možete skinuti ili obući.
That's why the Bible says it's a garment.
Zato Biblija kaže da je to jedna haljina.
Amen. What is this?
Šta je ovo?
It's a garment.
To je odeća.
This is a garment of heaviness.
Ovo je recimo odeća potištenosti.
So all of a sudden there's something upon you.
Iznenada nešto dođe na vas.
Amen. Now you are fine, but now you would feel like this.
A sad se osjećate tako.
The smile is gone, the face is drooping.
Osmeh je nestao sa lica i lice je potišteno.
Somebody asks you, how are you, brother?
Neko ti pita, brate, kako si?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, bolje da ne znaš.
Man, I've got problems.
Oh, čoveče, sav sam u problemima.
And you're sinking lower and lower and lower and lower.
I toneš sve niže i niže i niže.
Why? Because you've got a garment on.
Zašto? Zato što imaš takvu odeću na sebi.
You should not look naturally, you should look spiritually. That's why the Bible is clear, it's a garment.
Ne treba da gledaš te stvari prirodno, već duhovno.
And what
zato
can you
Biblija
do with
kaže
a garment?
To jedna odeća. Šta ćete uraditi sa odećom?
You can remove it.
Pa možete da je skinete.
He says, I'll give you another garment.
I on je rekao, ja ću ti dati drugu odeću.
But God cannot remove it.
Ali ne može Bog skinuti ovo.
You have to stand up and realize, you know what?
Ti moraš da shvatiš i da
Satan
kažeš,
has lied to me long enough.
Znaš šta, Sotono, predugo si me lagao.
I'm gonna take the garment and I'm gonna take it off.
Skinut ću ovu odeću sa sebe i bacit ću je.
And I'm gonna say, I'm finished.
I sada sam završio sa time.
Amen. And I'm going to put on the garment of praise.
I onda ću uzeti haljinu za proslavljanje.
Which is the garment of the Lord Jesus Christ.
To je u stvari odeća Isusa Hrista.
Amen. And I can worship him with that garment.
Da bi ga ja mogao slaviti u takvoj odeći.
Amen. So what do you want? The spirit, the garment of the spirit of heaviness?
Dakle, šta želite? Ta, tu odeću potištenosti?
You cannot even compare.
Vi ne možete čak i da se usporedite.
Remember, the Bible says, whatever happens to you.
Upamtite da je Biblija rekla šta god vam se dešava.
There is a way of escape.
Da je postoji način da se tome i utekne.
He says, with every temptation.
Kaže, kakvo god da je iskušenje u pitanju.
God supplies a way of escape.
Bog obezbeđuje put da se tome umakne.
That is the Bible.
I to je Biblija.
It cannot fail.
Ona ne može izneveriti.
But the problem is because the thing comes upon you, you become heavy, your eyesight become dim.
A i problem je u tome što kada takva haljina potištenosti dođe na tebe, ono postane teško, a vid ti se zamagli.
Amen. So what happens if this light should go off now?
Šta bi se desilo ako bi se odjedanput nestala ova svetla?
There should be a door somewhere.
Negde sigurno da postoje vrata.
Is that true?
Da li je istina?
An emergency escape.
I postoji taj izlaz za hitne slučajeve.
Yes. So imagine you that light is not working.
Zamislite da recimo ovo svetlo prestane također da radi.
Amen. So it's dark, you cannot know where is the escape. Everything is gloomy. You feel, you know, you are depressed.
Dakle, sve je mračno, sve je depresivno i ne možeš nikako napustiti ovo mjesto.
Remember, God cannot lie.
I setite se da Bog ne može lagati.
Whatever your situation, there is a way out.
Jer kakva god da je tvoja situacija, mora biti puta napolje iz toga.
The only thing is you must find the door.
Jedino što treba da uradiš je da nađeš vrata.
And if it's dark around you, let up the lights.
I ako je mračno kod tebe, samo upali
There's
svetlo.
There's a man here that can turn on the lights.
Jer ovdje je čovjek koji može upaliti svetlo.
Amen. How do you do it? You put on the garment of praise.
Kako ćeš uraditi? Uzet ćeš haljinu proslavljanja.
And right in the darkest time of your life, you raise your hands to you say, Lord, I love you, I appreciate you, I worship you, I thank you, Lord.
I u trenutku najmračnijem času svog života, vi obucite tu haljinu za proslavljanje i recite, hvala ti, Gospode, hvala ti za tvoju ljubav, amen.
Because when you start to praise him,
jer kad vi počnete njega slaviti,
when you start to talk about him,
kada počnete pričati o njemu,
he comes close.
On vam se približava.
Amen. He cannot but come close.
On ne može ništa već približiti se.
And when he comes, he is the light.
A kada on dođe, on je svetlo.
Amen. And when he is there, all of a sudden you will see, my, the door is right in front of me.
I kada se on pojavi tu kod vas, vi vidite, moj Bože, pa vrata su predamno.
Amen. Remember that it's always a principle when it's dark and there's no way of escape, it only means that you have not found the door.
Upamtite da kad je mračno i nema način kako da se izbegne situaciji, setite se da tu su negdje vrata.
Amen. And we have to be able to know I can put on the garment of praise.
I moramo da budemo u stanju da znamo to da bi uzeli tu odeću za proslavljanje.
So in John 12 when Jesus came to his friends.
Dakle Jovan 12 kada je Isus došao ka svojim prijateljima.
Our sister sang about Mary, Lazarus.
Sestra je pevala o Mariji, o Lazarusu,
Amen.
O Lazaru
and Martha.
I o Marti.
So the Bible says when Jesus came 6 days before the Passover.
I Biblija kaže da Isus došao 6 dana pre Pashe.
He comes to their house.
On je došao u njihov dom.
And they made him a supper.
I oni su mu pripremili obrok za
večeru.
And
Martha served.
A Marta je bila koja je ta koja je služila.
Amen. That's why I love that sister song.
I zato mi se dopala ta pesma ove sestre.
Amen.
Načini me da budem kao Marija.
The Martha was working in the kitchen, she was making the food and we bless her for that.
I Marta je radila u kuhinji, spremala hranu, a mi nju blagosiljamo zbog toga.
But as they sat at the table.
Ali dok su sedeli još za stolom.
The Bible says Mary took a pound of ointment.
Biblija kaže da je Marija uzela jednu posudu sa uljem pomazanja.
Of spikenard. Spikenjad.
To su pa to je kao
very costly, very expensive. Kao začin
neki koji je veoma skup i veoma vredan. Miomiris. Miomiris.
And she comes in with that anointing, that ointment.
I dolazi sa tim pomazanjem, tim miomirisom.
She pours it upon his feet.
I ona izliva to na njegove noge.
And she wiped his feet with her hair.
I onda briše njegove noge sa kosom.
And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment.
A kuća se ispunila sa mirisu tog pomazanja.
Amen. What a beautiful thing Mary did.
Kako je predivnu stvar Marija uradila.
But all was not well.
Ali nije svima to pasalo.
Because there was another man in the room.
Jer bio je tamo još jedan čovjek u sobi.
And the disciples.
I učenici.
And then one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot.
I jedan od učenika Juda Iskariotski.
He says, why was this ointment not sold?
I rekao je, pa što nisu prodali bolje ovo pomazanje?
For 300 pence and given to the poor.
Za 300 dinara su mogli to uzeti iz toga i onda dati sirotinje.
Amen. So what a very good logical argument.
Kako dobar argument za raspravu.
Because remember the Bible says this ointment was so expensive.
I upamtite da je Biblija rekla da je to pomazanje bilo tako skupoceno.
That it took a normal man a full year's salary to buy one pound.
Da je trebalo godišnja plata jednog čovjeka za jednu meru tog pomazanja.
A full year's salary.
Celu godinu da radite za to.
Now she goes and she pours it on his feet.
I ona ide i proliva to na njemu, na njegove noge.
And Judas said, "My, this is a terrible waste."
A Juda kaže, "Bože, ovo je užasan gubitak."
We could have sold it and we could have taken care of 50 families for a year maybe.
Mogli smo to prodati i možda smo mogli da se pobrinemo za 50 porodica.
Just for the basic needs.
Za te osnovne potrebe.
Does that sound wonderful?
Zar ne zvuči to predivno?
My brother Judas was such an inspired man.
Moj Bože, Juda je bio tako nadahnut čovjek.
Amen. But the Bible says he did not say that because he cared for the poor.
Ali Biblija kaže da on nije to rekao zato što ga je bila briga za siromašne.
But because he was a thief.
Već zato što je bio lopov.
Amen. And he had the bag.
I držao je kesu s novcem.
Amen. And Jesus said to him, "Leave her alone."
A Isus je rekao, pusti je na miru.
Because she kept it against the day of my burial.
Zato što je ona to čuvala do dana moje sahrane.
For the poor you will have always with you.
A sirotinju ćeš uvijek imati sa sobom.
But me you will not have always.
Ali mene nećeš uvijek imati.
Amen. So what happens?
Šta se dešava dalje?
How do you think Mary felt?
Kako mislite da se Marija osjećala?
First of all,
najpre,
she had to come and she was anointed.
Morala je doći i biti pomazana.
To do something for the Lord.
Da bi učinila nešto za Gospoda.
The moment she's done it.
Onog trenutka kad je tu radila.
Uprise the opposition.
Odmah je nastupila opozicija.
And the opposition didn't come from the outside.
A opozicija nije došla od spolja.
The opposition came right from the inside.
Opozicija je došla iznutra.
Amen. And she must have been terribly disappointed.
I mora da se osjećala i užasno razočarana.
Because in Matthew it also says the other disciples they joined in.
A u Mateju se kaže tamo da su i ostali učenici se pridružili Judi.
And they all said, "This is a terrible waste."
I svi su rekli, kako užasan gubitak.
Amen. So how she must have felt?
Kako li se samo ona osjećala?
Maybe, you know, she was scared.
Možda se uplašila.
Maybe she was concerned.
Možda je bila zabrinuta.
Because my, I've done something, maybe I shouldn't have done it.
Rekla je, moj Bože, uradila sam nešto što
nisam
trebala.
Why are they all against me?
Pa što su se sad svi digli protiv mene?
Amen. But Jesus said to them, stop.
A Isus je njima rekao, stanite.
She's done a service to me.
Ona je meni služila ovim.
Amen. She has done something special for me.
Ona je za mene nešto veoma važno uradila.
Amen. So you must always remember when you must do something for God.
Dakle, zapamtite uvek kada nešto morate uraditi za Boga.
Somebody will criticize you.
Neko će početi da vas kritikuje zbog toga.
Somebody, if you start to translate, somebody will have a problem with your translation.
Ako vi počnete prevoditi, neko će da bude nervozan zbog vašeg prevoda.
Don't be scared. Say, Lord, I thank you that I'm right in your perfect will.
A nemojte se bojati, samo recite hvala ti što sam tačno u tvojoj volji.
It must be that way.
Mora to biti tako.
But it's about why are you doing it? What is your motive and objective?
Ali u pitanju je zašto ti to radiš? Šta su tvoji motivi, tvoje namere?
Is pure, continue with what you're doing.
Ako su motivi i tvoje namere čiste, onda nastavi raditi ono što radiš.
Amen. Because we as human beings it's easy to criticize.
Jer mi kao ljudska bića nama je jako lako kritikovati.
Amen. Like I've got a way that I deal with situations.
I ja imam neki svoj način kako se bavim sa raznim stvarima.
So when we have a church meeting.
Dakle kada imamo crkveni skup.
You know people has got lots of ideas.
Znate ljudi dolaze sa puno ideja.
Brother Hannes, we should paint this wall.
Brate Hannes, trebali bi ofarbati ovaj zid.
And we should change the garden here a bit.
I morali bi ovdje promijeniti malo baštu.
And I think we should print more books.
I mislim da bi trebali oštampati više knjiga.
And why don't we have this and why don't we do this?
I što mi nemamo ovo, a što ne radimo ono?
So what I do, the brother that makes the suggestion.
A šta ja uradim? Ja kažem, braćo, evo jednog predloga.
Brother, God bless you, it's your task.
Ja kažem, brate, Bog te blagoslovio, to je tvoj zadatak.
Brother, you said we must paint the wall. Thank you, brother, God bless you.
Ja kažem, brate, ti si rekao da treba da se ofarba zid. Bog te blagoslovio, uradi.
And now they're shocked.
I sad su šokirani.
Because the idea, presenting ideas is not for them to do the work.
Zato što kada su predstavili ideju, oni nisu mislili da će oni to raditi.
Everybody has got 100 ideas, but they want to look at the pastor doing all the work.
A oni su samo želeli da gledaju pastira da će on sve to rešiti.
No, if you have an idea, maybe God inspired you for that idea, the anointing is upon you to do it.
Ne, ako imaš neku ideju, onda te možda Bog nadahnuo za tu ideju i ti trebaš
one
to da uradiš.
One man can't do everything.
Jedan čovjek ne može sve obaviti.
You are not a passenger.
Ti nisi putnik.
You are a worker for the kingdom of God.
Ti si radnik Božje kraljevstva.
Whatever you do, do it for his kingdom.
Šta god da radiš, radi njemu za njegovo kraljevstvo.
Amen. Imagine if that was our attitude.
Zamislite kada bi se tako odnosili prema tome.
If every one of us says I'm gonna this year translate 5 books.
Ako bi svako od nas rekao, evo, ove godine ću prevesti 5 propovedi.
Amen. My, that will take the load of everybody's shoulders.
Moj Bože, to bi zahtevalo da svačija ramena ponesu teret.
All of a sudden we don't have 80 books but we've got 2000 books.
Više nemamo 50-80 knjiga, već 2000.
No, sorry, 1200.
Izvinite, 1200.
I don't want you to add your own books.
Ne želim da dodajete svoje knjige.
Or brother Hannes's books.
O, ili knjige brata Hannesa.
We want only the prophet's books.
Mi želimo samo knjige proroka.
Amen. That's what we feast on, that's what we live on.
To je ono na čemu se mi hranimo i od čega mi živimo.
Amen.
Amen.
So what I'm trying to tell you is find that anointing.
Šta ja pokušavam da vam kažem je da pronađete to pomazanje.
Amen, because that anointing will produce results.
Zato što to pomazanje će načiniti rezultat.
Mary was anointed.
Marija je bila pomazana.
To take an ointment that cost her 1 year's salary.
Da uzme pomazanje koje je koštalo nju godinu dana rada.
And pour it out on a man's feet.
I da to izlije na noge čovjeka.
Amen. She had a revelation, this is my God.
Ona imala otkrivenje, ovo je moj Bog.
And the inspiration was, I need to worship him, but I need to do this service unto him.
Inspiracija je tu bila i rekla, ja moram da ga proslavljam, ali moram da mu obavim ovu službu.
Amen. God always has got people that do a service unto him.
A Bog uvek ima ljude koji mu služe.
Therefore, when he came into Jerusalem on the donkey,
tako da kada je ulazio u Jerusalim na magarcu,
the people were singing Hosanna to the king.
Ljudi su vikali Hosana kralju.
And the Pharisees said, man, keep, tell them to keep quiet, they're making a noise.
A fariseji su rekli, neka se smire, samo galame tu.
Is that true?
Da li istina?
And he said, if they keep quiet.
A on je rekao, ako oni budu šutali.
These stones next to the road.
Ovo kamenje što je usput.
They will get mouths.
Oni će dobiti usta.
They will start to sing the same songs.
I počeće pevati te iste pesme.
God must have people to fulfill those things.
Jer Bog mora imati ljude koji će ispuniti te stvari.
One day the Pharisee Simon invites him into his house.
Jednom ga je Simon Farisej pozvao u svoju kuću.
Amen, to discredit him.
Da bi ga diskreditovao.
And what does God do? He comes in, they don't wash his feet.
I šta je bilo, on je ušao i nikomu nije oprao noge.
They don't anoint him.
Nisu ga ni pomazali.
They put him in a corner.
Gurnuli su ga negdje u
They're
ćošak.
They're ignoring him.
I svi su ga ignorisali.
They're discussing him, looking at him, talking about him.
I svi su ga se gadili dok su ga gledali u njega.
But he does not move.
Ali nije se ni pomerio.
Why?
It Zašto?
Was not because of Simon.
Jer to nije bilo zbog Simona.
But there was another anointed woman.
Bila je tamo jedna druga pomazana žena.
In fact, a prostitute.
U stvari bila je prostitutka.
That was anointed to do a service unto him.
Koja je bila pomazana da mu služi.
And nobody else could do it.
I niko drugi to nije mogu raditi.
So she looks through the window.
I dok je ona gledala kroz prozor.
She says, I can't believe it.
Rekla je, ne mogu verovati.
Nobody washed his feet.
Nikomu nije oprao noge.
Nobody has done service unto him.
Nikom ga nije poslužio.
She goes home, she takes the ointment.
Odlazi kući i uzima pomazanje.
She comes in.
I ulazi unutra.
Now remember, anything you do for the Lord, there's a risk.
Dakle, upamtite da kada nešto radite za Gospoda, uvek je neki rizik uključen
There's
u to.
There's a cost.
Cena je tu koja treba da se
If
plati.
If it does not cost you anything, it's not a sacrifice.
Ako vas to ne košta ništa, onda to nije nikakva žrtva.
Amen. Imagine you must pay tithes.
Zamislite da morate platiti desetak.
Is it okay if I speak about tithes? You are Bible believers.
Da li ste vi vernici koji dajete desetak? Amen.
And I come to you and say, Brother Dragomir.
Kada ja kažem, brate Dragomirje.
Don't pay your tithes this month, I'll pay it for you.
Nemoj platiti ti desetak, evo ja ću dati umjesto tebe.
You say, my God bless you, brother, that's a wonderful gift.
Ti kažeš, o brate, Bog te blagoslovio, to je predivan dar.
Amen, God is so good to me this month, my brother Hannes came all the way from Africa and he gave me my tithing, he paid it.
Bog je tako dobar prema meni da je brat Hannes došao skroz iz Afrike i platio moj desetak za ovaj mjesec.
Amen, what's the problem of that?
Šta je problem u tome?
God cannot accept that because it doesn't cost you, it was not a sacrifice.
Bog to ne može prihvatiti, jer to ništa vas ne košta i u tome nema nikakve žrtve.
That's why when David sinned.
Zato kada je David sagrešio.
Remember when he numbered the people.
Upamtite kad je prebrojavao ljude.
And the prophet came and says you have three choices.
A prorok je došao i rekao imaš tri izbora.
3 months against your enemies.
Tri mjeseca da te dajem neprijateljima.
And 3 weeks pestilence.
Ili 3 nedjelje da bolesti dođu na vas.
Or 3 days in the hands of God.
Ili samo 3 dana u Božjim rukama da si.
He says I take 3 days in the hands of God.
Rekao je izabiram da budem 3 dana
Because
u Božjim rukama.
Because my God is a gracious God.
Zato što je moj Bog milostiv Bog.
Somewhere I'll find grace there. I know him. I can reach him.
Jednom ću naći tamo milost i znam da ću dospeti do njega.
And when the angel comes down, he pulls the sword.
I kada je anđeo došao dole i izvukuje mač.
70,000 people dead one time.
70,000 ljudi odmah bilo pobijeno.
David didn't sit in his castle looking through the window.
A David nije sedeo u svom dvorcu i gledao kroz prozor.
Saying, oh my, it's terrible.
I da kaže, moj Bože, ovo je užasno.
No, he immediately ran.
Ne, on je odmah pojurio.
And he went to the threshing floor and he interceded, cried to God.
I otišao je tamo na gumno i počeo je da posreduje pred Bogom.
And God stopped the wrath.
A Bog je zaustavio gnev.
And he says, bring me a sacrifice right here.
I rekao je, prinesi mi žrtvu ovde.
What does the word sacrifice mean?
A šta je značila ta žrtva?
It's something that you give God that costs you something.
To je nešto što vi dajete Bogu, a to vas nešto košta.
That's why to worship God costs you something.
Zato proslavljanje Boga uvek vas nešto košta.
To raise your hand costs you something. You have to break gravity, you have to move.
Podići ruku da ga slavite, to vas nešto košta. Morate nadvladati silu gravitacije.
So he goes to the owner of the land.
Tako on dolazi do vlasnika zemljišta.
He says, God has stopped the plague, but I must bring a sacrifice right here.
Rekao je, Bog je zaustavio pošast, ali ja moram na ovom mjestu prineti žrtvu.
The man is excited. He says, King David, I give you the land, I give you the oxen, I give you the wood, everything for the sacrifice.
I čovjek se uzbudio i rekao, ne David, evo dajem ti zemlju, dajem ti drva, dajem ti i volove, sve dajem što je potrebno za žrtvu.
And he didn't do like we would do. Oh, thank you God for making a provision. Yeah, amen.
A on nije uradio kao što bi mi uradili. Oh, hvala ti Bože što si sve unapred obezbedio. Amen.
Many times you think it's God. It's not God. It's the enemy trying to trick you.
Nekada vi mislite da je to od Boga, ali ne. To je neprijatelj koji hoće da vas prevari.
Amen. David said to him, no.
David mu je rekao, ne.
I cannot take anything from you.
Ne mogu uzeti od tebe baš ništa.
Because a sacrifice, it must cost me something.
Zato što žrtva mora mene koštati nešto.
That's when God will accept it.
To je kada Bog prihvata žrtvu.
Amen. That's why Those things that we do it to worship God.
Zato to što mi to radimo tako da bi proslavili Boga.
It costs us something.
Nešto to nas košta.
Amen. It means maybe it can humiliate you. There's a cost involved.
Možda će to uključiti vaše poniženje.
Amen.
I to će vaš nešto koštati.
There's a price to pay for a sacrifice.
Zato što morate platiti cenu kada prinosite žrtvu.
That's why God says the sacrifices became a stink in my nostrils.
Zato je Bog rekao kao njima da vaše žrtve su postale smrad u mojim nozdrvama.
Because they came and they said, "My, what's the cheapest sheep you've got here?"
Zato što bi oni dolazili ovako i rekli, "Hey,
the one that's
koja
dying.
Je najjeftinija ovca?"
The one is dying, is already blind, is old, you know, that one that you want to give away, I'll buy that one from you. That I'm going to sacrifice to God.
Evo ova slepa ovca, ona već samo što nije uginula. Evo, to je najjeftinija, uzeću tu, idem da prinesem Bogu žrtvu.
And we said, "My, you know, it was wonderful. God accepted it."
I mi kažemo, baš smo dobro prošli, Bog je to prihvatio.
I mean, God is God.
Ne, Bog je Bog.
He knows your motive.
On zna vaše motive.
He knows your objective.
Zna vaše namere.
Can you imagine, the Bible says he went into the temple, he sat down next to the offering plate. Next to the plate where they put the money.
Repeat the whole sentence.
He went into the temple.
On je ušao u hram.
And he took a chair.
I uzeo stolicu.
And he sat next to the offering plate.
I seo je odmah tamo gdje je mjesto gdje se stavljaju prilozi.
And people come past.
I ljudi su prolazili.
I rich man looks at him.
I bogataš je pogledao na njega.
He takes out the thick wallet.
Izvukao je debeo novčanik.
He rolls up those notes.
I počeo je da prevrće novčanice.
He smiles at him.
I nasmeo se na Isusa.
He places it in.
I stavio je tu gomilu novaca.
And he walks out.
I izašao napolje.
My, very impressed.
Stvarno impresivno.
And there comes a poor woman.
A onda evo dolazi jedna sirota žena.
She takes two mites.
Uzima samo dva novčića.
She drops it in there.
I stavlja dva novčića tamo.
And she walks out.
I odlazi napolje.
And he asks them, "Who do you think has given the most?"
A on pita učenike, "Šta vi mislite ko je ovdje najviše dao?"
He says, "That woman gave everything she had."
Rekao je, ta žena je dala sve što ima.
And to God that was the best gift, the best sacrifice.
A za Boga je to bio najbolji dar i najbolja žrtva.
Amen. So God stays God.
Zato što je Bog ostaje Bog.
Amen. And therefore, you know, our tithing costs us something. There's a sacrifice behind it.
Tako da ti deseci nas koštaju nešto i iza toga se nalazi jedno žrtvovanje.
And remember, tithing is not negotiable.
I upamtite da ne možete da se pogađate koliki će vam biti desetak.
You can negotiate with the government, 35% is too much, 50% is too much. You can complain. You can do your taxes and try and reduce it.
Ti možeš da se nagađaš sa vladom, sa državom. 35% poreza je puno ili 50. Hajde da se nagodimo, da se dogovorimo.
God says tithing is not negotiable.
Bog je rekao desetak je nepogodbeni.
10% is mine.
10% pripada meni.
Finish.
I gotova stvar.
But then he opened another door.
A onda je otvorio druga vrata.
He says tithes and offerings.
Rekao je deseci i plus prilozi.
The fact that you've given your tithes doesn't mean you've done what God expects of you.
Kada činjenica što vi dajete desetak, to ne znači da vi radite ono što Bog zahtjeva od vas.
Tithes is God says 10%.
Desetak je samo Božjih 10%.
Offering, he says, is up to you.
A što se tiče priloga, to je na vama.
It's up to you.
Dakle, to je već na vama, koliko ćete dati.
Therefore, in the Old Testament there were certain sacrifices that was compulsory.
Tako da u Starom Zavetu bile su određene žrtve koje su bile već određene.
Like a sin offering.
Kao recimo prilog za greh.
It was laid down, it was a requirement.
To je već bilo izloženo kako treba i takav je bio zahtev za to.
But a thanksgiving offering was open.
Ali žrtva zahvalnosti nije imala nikakve limite.
And that has never changed. We are still under the biblical rule that God says, "I want to see that you love me and that you do these things because you want to do it."
I mi smo i dalje po tim biblijskim zakonom gdje Bog kaže, dobro, evo ja želim da vidim koliko ste vi voljni uložiti u to.
Amen. So Jesus sits in Simon's house.
Tako da je Isus sedeo u Simonovoj kući.
And that lady comes with the ointment.
A ta dama je došla tamo sa pomazanjem.
Now remember there was a law.
I upamtite da je tamo bio zakon.
That a street woman was not supposed to touch a holy man.
Da jedna uličarka nije smela dotaći svetog čovjeka.
Amen. He can have nothing to do with her.
Ona nije imala nikakav pristup njemu.
So as she comes in, Simon and them looks at her.
I kako ona ulazi unutra, Simon gleda u nju.
They know her.
Oni su znali ko je ona.
And she comes to the Lord and she bows before him and she pours that ointment upon him.
I on dolazi pred Gospoda i kleknula je pred njega i izlila je pomazanje na njega.
Now the risk was that he could have slapped her. He could have chased her.
Rizik je bio da su mogli da je izgrde, najure.
Amen. He could have said something to her.
Rizik je bio u tome da je Isus mogao nju da odbije.
But she was willing to take the risk.
Ali ona je bila spremna da podnese rizik.
Because she was anointed.
Zato što je bila pomazana.
Amen. The people that were supposed to do it, they didn't do it.
Ljudi koji su trebali da urade tu stvar nisu uradili.
Amen. That's why if you don't do what God wants you to do.
I zbog toga ako vi ne uradite ono što Bog očekuje od vas,
he will find somebody else to do it.
On će naći nekog drugog koji će to uraditi.
Amen.
Amen.
Imagine if Mary was there and said, "My, this ointment is too expensive. I'm not going to do it."
Zamislite da je Marija rekla, "Uf, ovo je pomazanje jako skupo, neću to uraditi."
How would you feel afterwards to know I failed?
Nakon toga bi se osjećao, pa izneverila sam.
Amen. So he leaves this woman.
Tako da mi ostavljamo tu ženu.
And she washes his feet.
I ona pere njegove noge.
With her tears.
Svojim suzama.
She dries his feet with her hair.
A osušila mu je noge svojom kosom.
She kisses his feet.
Ona je čak ljubila njegove noge.
She's doing a service which they didn't want to do.
Ona je služila njemu na način koji oni nisu želeli da učine.
And now they are very excited, Simon, and he says, "Now we have him."
Sada su se uzbudili i Simon se uzbudio i rekao, aha,
Amen.
Sad smo ga uhvatili.
Because if he was a holy man, a prophet, he would have known who this woman was.
Jel da je on bio stvarno prorok i sveti čovjek, dobro bi znao ko je bila ta žena.
But he knew exactly who she was.
Ali on je stvarno dobro znao ko je ona bila.
He had an appointment with her.
On je imao s njom sastanak.
Amen. It was a predestinated moment.
I to je bio predodređeni trenutak.
And when she's finished, he turns to Simon.
I kada je ona završila, on se okrenuo ka Simonu.
He says, "This woman has never stopped washing my feet, kissing my feet."
Rekao je, ova žena uopšte ne prestaje da mi pere noge i da mi ljubi noge.
You have not done the service unto me.
A ti mi nisi obavio nikakvu službu.
But she has never stopped to do the service.
Ali ona neprestano obavlja službu.
And her sins, which are many,
a njeni gresi kojih je mnogo,
forgiven.
Svi su oprošteni.
Amen. Why? Because she was willing.
Zašto? Bila je voljna
to take a risk,
da rizikuje.
To step out of the comfort zone,
da izađe iz te oblasti sigurnosti.
And say, "I'm gonna change the way I think."
I rekla je, promenut ću svoj način razmišljanja.
I'm gonna go and do something for my Lord.
Idem da uradim nešto za moga Gospoda.
And that's the way we should act.
I tako bi mi trebali da se
Stop
ponašamo.
Stop sitting at your seat and looking at other people to do all the work.
Prestani te sedeti u svojoj stolici i gledati kako drugi ljudi
obavljaju posao.
Vi recite, ja ću raditi sam nešto ove godine.
Amen. That's what God wants of every one of us.
To je ono što Bog zahtjeva ili želi od svakog od nas.
How long have we been in the word?
Koliko smo već mi dugo u reči?
Remember, there's a time appointed where it's over.
Upamtite da postoji jedno određeno vrijeme kada je sve završeno.
Where it's finished.
Kada je stvar gotova.
Amen. Where everything comes to an end.
Kada sve dolazi do kraja.
Don't wait until that time.
Nemojte čekati do tada.
Remember, certain things you can only do here.
Upamtite da određene stvari možete samo uraditi dok ste ovdje.
When you're in heaven, you can't do those things.
Na nebu više nećete moći raditi te
There's
stvari.
There's no books to translate in heaven.
Ne postoje knjige za prevođenje u nebu.
There's no soul to save in heaven.
Ne postoji duša koju ćeš spasiti na nebu.
Amen. There's nothing that you can do. All you can enjoy the glory of God.
Jedino što ćeš moći je da uživaš u Božjoj slavi.
But when you're here, you're here for a reason and a purpose.
Ali dok si ovdje, ovdje si sa razlogom i svrhom.
Amen. And you can't use somebody else's testimony.
I ti ne možeš da računaš na tuđe svedočanstvo.
It's a personal relationship.
Jer ovo je jedan lični odnos.
Amen. It's a personal.
Ovo je veoma lično.
Therefore, when you start to do something for God, criticism will come.
Tako kada počneš nešto da radiš za Boga, odmah će nastupiti kritike.
Amen.
Amen.
People will have a problem.
Ljudi će imati problem.
So what?
Pa šta?
Who are you doing it for?
Za koga ti to onda radiš?
Are you doing it to impress people?
Da li radiš da bi impresionirao ljude?
Or are you doing it for the kingdom of God?
Ili to radiš za kraljestvo Božije?
If somebody has got a problem, point them to your employer.
Ako neko, ako neko s tobom ima problem, ti ga samo uputi na svog poslodavca.
Tell them, don't talk to me, talk to my Lord.
Reci, nemoj meni da se obraćaš, obrati se mom
He
Gospodu.
He has anointed me to do this work.
On je o mene pomazao da obavim ovaj posao.
Amen. If you come back and answer from him, come and talk to me, because he will also talk to me.
Da, onda... Ok, ako, da, ako mi on nešto kaže, on će to meni isto reći.
Amen. Remember... That is why we are here.
Upamtite da je to razlog što smo tu.
Amen.
Amen.
You are employed.
Vi ste zaposleni.
You've got a place to report to.
Imate mjesto gdje ćete davati izvještaj.
He says when he came, he says, you know, he was a man, he had a field.
Kaže, bio je jedan čovjek na polju.
And some reported early, 5 o'clock in the morning for service.
I neki su izvestili da u 5 ujutru treba da bude na poslu, na službi.
And they worked.
I onda su radili.
10 o'clock, those that sleep late, they come in.
A onda u 10 sati ujutru oni koji su spavali malo duže i oni su došli.
And so they work and 12 o'clock some more come.
Onda u 12 sati je došlo još and, radnika.
And so they come and even 5 to 5.
I onda su došli neki čak 5 do 5.
Some report for duty.
Došli su da bi prijavili na posao, da.
Amen. And the duty was not to sit in a chair, the duty was to work in the field.
A obaveza nije da sediš u stolici, već da radiš na polju.
And 5 o'clock the whistle blows.
A u 5 sati whistle blows.
The whistle, the end.
Aha, u 5 sati je zviždaljka za se oglasila.
Amen. Chila time, I'm going home.
Sad je vrijeme da idem kući.
Amen.
Amen.
And now it's time to pay.
Sada je vrijeme za isplatu.
So those that came 5 to 5,
i oni koji su došli u 5 do 5,
they get full pay.
Bili su isplaćeni kao za ceo dan.
Those that came 12 o'clock get full pay.
A oni koji su radili od 12, oni su isto dobili za ceo dan.
Those that came in the morning get full pay.
A oni koji su došli ujutru, oni su isto dobili za ceo dan.
And immediately there's an uproar.
A odmah je nastalo jedno gunđanje.
But Lord, I have worked the whole day. How can I get the same reward?
Gospode, pa ja sam radio čitav dan. Kako onda mogu dobiti istu platu?
That is our human mentality.
To je ljudski mentalitet.
Amen. It doesn't matter when you start. The important thing is to start.
Dakle, nije važno kada si ti počeo. Važno je da si počeo.
It's not too late. You can start today.
Nije čak kasno da počneš i danas.
Don't say I'll start the 1st of January. No, I'm starting today.
Nemoj reći počinjem 1. januara.
Tonight
ne, počinjem
I'm doing
danas.
My first duty to the king.
Večeras ću obaviti svoju prvu obavezu kralju.
Because tomorrow doesn't count.
Zato što sutrašnji dan se ne uzima u obzir.
That's what the Bible teaches us. Tomorrow will take care of itself.
To je ono što Biblija kaže. Sutra će se pobrinuti samo
It
za
is,
sebe.
What can I do now?
U pitanju je šta mogu uraditi sada.
It's better to do one word now.
Bolje uraditi sada jednu reč.
Than to plan to do 500 on the 1st of January.
Nego planirati 500 za 1. januar.
It's better.
Bolje.
Because then at least you've done something.
Jer bar si nešto uradio.
Amen. And then you will get your reward.
A onda ćeš dobiti svoju platu.
So for us, Amen. We've got a golden opportunity.
Tako da mi imamo jednu fenomenalnu priliku.
The vineyard is ripe.
Vinograd sazreva.
But the laborers are few.
A radnika je vrlo malo.
Remember, it's not only the ministers to labor.
Upamtite da nije samo na propovednicima da rade.
If everybody can come and do something.
Ako svi dođemo i radimo nešto.
Some can pray.
Neko može da se moli.
Some can carry.
Neko može da nosi.
You can do many things.
Možete raditi puno što šta.
If we come together,
kad se skupimo zajedno,
we can achieve a lot of things.
Mi možemo postići puno stvari.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is the principle.
I to je princip.
Do something.
Uradi nešto.
And it will cost you something.
Nešto će te koštati.
Remember, if it doesn't Amen. Cost you anything, there's no blessing.
I upamti, ako te to ništa ne košta, onda u tome nema blagoslova.
That's why fasting is such a good principle.
Zato je i post jedan dobar princip.
I know people in the message, they don't fast very often.
Znam da ljudi u poruci ne postoje baš često.
Biblical principle.
Ali i dalje to je biblijski princip.
Amen. Amen. What are you doing when you're fasting? You're sacrificing a meal.
Šta radite dok postite?
It costs you something.
Žrtvujete obrok, to vas nešto košta.
If you've never fasted in your life, try it for one day.
Ako nikad nisi postio u životu, evo, probaj jedan dan.
Say today I'm putting my meals aside as a sacrifice to God to speak to him and to pray to him.
Recite danas uzimam jedan dan i sve obroke žrtvujem za njega da bi ga proslavljao i molio se njemu.
It never goes beyond God. It never goes past him. He looks at those things as important because you are sacrificing something.
On toga nikad neće mimoići, jer on gleda na to da ti nešto žrtvuješ njemu.
Amen. And that is the principle.
I to je princip.
So we have a spirit of heaviness that can take a hold of us.
Dakle, ako imamo taj duh potištenosti koji nas je zahvatio,
but we can change it.
Mi ga ipak možemo promijeniti.
Because there is a full wardrobe.
Zato što postoji pun garderober.
When you wake up in the morning,
kada ustaneš ujutru,
what do you do?
Šta radiš?
You wash yourself.
Umiješ se.
You go to the cupboard.
Ideš do ormana.
And you say, what shirt am I going to put on today?
I kažeš, kakvu košulju ću obući danas?
I put on, I've got a certain tie which is my favorite tie.
Imam jednu kravatu koja je moja omiljena.
But sister Ilza doesn't like it.
Ali sestra Hilda je ne voli.
So when I come out of it, she looks at me and she complains. She says, my, that tie doesn't fit by that shirt and all those things.
Tako kad se pojavim s tom kravatom, kaže, moj Bože, ali ta kravata uopšte ne paše tvom modelu i svašta kaže.
But I can dress myself.
What?
I can dress myself.
Aha, ali ja mogu sebe obući.
Amen. So what is the situation of your spiritual wake up in the morning?
Dakle, kakva je situacija tvoja u tvom, duhovna tvoja situacija kad ustaneš ujutru?
A garment is something that God gives us.
Ta odjeća ili haljina je nešto što Bog nama daje.
But you have to put it on.
Ali ti je moraš obući.
So just as you dress naturally,
tako da upravo kao što se i prirodno oblačiš,
you have to dress spiritually.
Moraš se i duhovno oblačiti.
So imagine if you wake up and you finish dress and then you move to the spiritual cupboard.
Sad upamtite, ustanete i obučete se i onda krenete ka svom duhovnom ormanu.
You say, what am I going to put on today?
I kažete, šta ću danas da obučem?
Today I'm going to put on the joy of the Lord.
Danas ću uzeti na sebe radost
Gospodnju. I'm going to be happy today.
Biću danas sretan.
Everyone I see, I'm going to smile at them.
Svakoga koga budem vidjeti, ona
And God loves you.
Ja ću reći, Bog te voli.
I mean, you dressed.
Kako si zavisi, kako si obučen.
So the first person you meet, you say, good morning and God bless you.
Dakle, prvu osobu koju sreteš, kažeš, dobro jutro i Bog te blagoslovio.
Because you've put on that right robe.
Zato što si obukao ispravnu odeću.
I'm going to put on the robe today to testify.
Ja ću uzeti danas jednu odeću za svedočenje.
Then you are ready because God has placed all those things there, but because we don't apply them, we don't do them.
Onda ste vi spremni, jer Bog je sve te stvari obezbedio, ali ako ih vi ne koristite, ne primjenjujete ih.
Amen. So this is a new year laying in front of us.
Dakle, pred nama je nova godina.
When you wake up tomorrow morning,
kad se probudite sutra ujutru,
you should start to dress spiritually.
Trebate početi da se duhovno oblačite.
Amen.
Amen.
And then that will change our whole thinking.
I to će onda promijeniti ceo set naših misli.
When the devil comes and makes you feel a certain way.
I kada đavo dođe i navedete da se osjećaš na određeni način.
Just ask yourself, what robe did I put on this morning?
Samo se upitaj, kako to odeću da obučem jutros?
The robe of joy.
Uzeću odeću radosti.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you start to say, I've put on the robe of joy.
I onda počinješ da govoriš, evo, uzeo sam na sebe odeću radosti.
And you testify.
I onda svedočiš,
ispovedaš. Because there's power in your tongue.
Zato što je sila u tvom jeziku.
Proverbs says.
Poslovice kažu.
Death and life.
Život, a i smrt.
Are in the power of the tongue.
Leže u sili jezika.
And they that love it. And they that love it,
i oni koji to ljube,
shall eat the fruit thereof.
Ješće njegov plod.
Amen.
Amen.
Death.
Život, smrt.
And life.
I život.
Is in your tongue.
Se nalazi u vlasti tvog jezika.
And they that love it,
i oni koji ga vole,
shall eat the fruit thereof.
Ješće njegov plod.
Amen.
Amen.
We are spiritual beings.
Mi smo duhovna bića.
We are sons and daughters of the living God.
Mi smo sinovi i kćeri živoga Boga.
We have an anointing.
Mi imamo jedno pomazanje.
Therefore the prophet brought an anointing.
I zato je prorok doneo jedno pomazanje.
Amen. And you cannot be an overcomer if you're not under this message.
I ti ne možeš biti pobednik ako nisi pod ovom porukom.
Because the word was anointed to make you an overcomer.
Zato što je reč bila pomazana da bi ti bio pobednik.
Therefore you should apply to your life.
Zato ti moraš primijeniti te stvari na svom životu.
And say, Lord, I'm gonna dress up every morning.
I reći, Gospode, svakog jutra ću se obući.
Spiritually.
Duhovno.
I'm gonna go into the day.
Ući ću u dan.
With that dress.
Sa tom vrstom odeće.
Because you've given it to me.
Jer ti si meni to dao.
That is your ministry.
To je tvoja služba.
You'll change the spirit of heaviness.
I to će promenuti duh potištenosti.
And you'll give me a garment of praise.
A ti ćeš mi dati odeću za proslavljanje.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
Hajde da pognemo glave. Aleluja. Aleluja. Amen.
If you want to raise your hand to the Lord.
Ako želite podići ruke ko Gospodu.
Say, Lord, remember me today.
Recite, Gospode, opomeni me se danas.
I have failed.
Ja sam možda izneverio.
I have been confused.
Bio sam zbrkan.
I have been, oh God, intimidated.
Bio sam navučen.
But Lord, today I want to stand and raise my hand as a symbol.
Ali danas dok stojim, podižem ruku kao simbol.
That I am accepting, oh God, that I need to do something.
Da ja prihvatam to da moram i ja uraditi nešto.
That I'm going to go from this place, oh Lord.
Da ću otići odavde sa ovog mesta, Gospode.
And I'm going to take the word.
I uzet ću reč.
And I'm going to apply it to my life.
I primeniti je na svoj život.
Lord, we raise our hands to thee today.
Gospode, podigli smo tebi ruke večeras.
Lord, we have so many needs among us.
I mi imamo tako puno potreba među nama.
Amen. Lord, we are different one from the other.
I mi imamo ljude koji se razlikuju jedni od drugih.
But Father, we all have got that one same need.
Ali svi imamo tu jednu istu potrebu.
And that is to be under that anointing of this day.
Ali to je da budemo pod pomazanjem ovoga dana.
To find our place and position.
Da bi našli svoje mesto i ulogu.
And to be able to take the word and identify ourselves.
Da budemo u stanju da uzmemo reč i da sebe prepoznamo.
May you inspire us, O Father.
Možeš li nas nadahnuti, Oče?
May you give us grace.
Možeš li nam darovati milost?
May you bless us, O God.
Hoćeš li nas blagosloviti, Gospode?
And that we will walk, O Father God, a different kind of a walk.
Da hodamo jednim drugačijim hodom.
That we will, O Father God, put on the garment of praise.
I da uzmemo na sebe haljine proslavljanja.
And that we will never listen to the lies of the enemy.
I da nikada ne slušamo laži neprijatelja.
I pray, Lord, that you will bless your people.
Molim se, Gospode, da blagosloviš tvoje ljude.
That you will provide every need.
I da obezbediš svaku potrebu.
That you will bless the great work that they have been doing in this country, so God.
Da blagosloviš to veliko delo koje oni radi u ovim zemljama, Gospode.
Oh Lord, it stands tonight as a witness and a testimony of thy love and grace.
O Bože, to stoji ovdje kao svedočanstvo tvoje ljubavi i tvoje milosti.
I pray that you will bless those that labored so faithfully.
Molim se da blagosloviš one koji verno rade.
And I pray that you will ignite every one of us, O God, to take hands and do our bit.
I molim te da ti potpališ svakog od nas koji je podigao ovdje ruke.
Lord, I thank thee for these people.
Bože, ja ti zahvaljujem za ove ljude.
I appreciate Amen. Them, Lord.
Ja ih veoma cenim, Gospode.
May you smile upon them, Father.
Možeš li se nasmejati na njih, Oče?
May you bless them and supply every need.
Možeš li ih blagosloviti i obezbediti svaku potrebu?
As we commit ourselves into thy precious hands.
Pošto sebe predajemo u tvoje dragocene ruke.
Asking Amen. Thy blessings upon our lives.
Molimo za tvoje blagoslove u našim životima.
In Jesus Christ's name.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Bog vas blagoslovio.
Amen. Što više vremena potrošimo pronaći svoju poziciju i što je naše pomazanje, to manje vremena ćemo imati da gledamo na druge, da li rade ono što rade ispravno ili neispravno. Nek nas Bog sve blagoslovi u tom traženju naše pozicije, nek nas Bog blagoslovi u traženju tog našeg pomazanja I nek nas Bog blagoslovi kada smo u tom pomazanju da zaista izvršimo službu našem Gospodu. Zapjevamo još dvije pjesme i onda ćemo završiti ove službe. Bože moj, ti mi daješ snagu.
Bože moj, ti mi daješ snagu. Bože moj, ti mi daješ mir. Gospode, otkad živiš sa mnom, ti si moj put jedini. Sveti Duh kao golub, Sveti Duh kao vatra, Sveti Duh kao vihor, nek se spusti na sve nas. Sveti Duh kao golub, Sveti Duh kao vatra, Sveti Duh kao vihor, nek se spusti na sve nas. Bože moj, prebivaš u nama. Bože moj, radujem se ja. Gospode, tebe slavim sada. Isus je moja snaga. Sveti Duh kao golub, Sveti Duh kao vatra, Sveti Duh kao vihor, nek se spusti na sve nas. Sveti Duh kao golub, Sveti Duh kao vatra, Sveti Duh kao vihor, nek se spusti na sve nas. Za ljubav, za milo, za spasenje, za hvalnosti primi od nas. Ovom pjesmom što proslavljamo te, jer si krvlju izbavio nas, i zato zahvaljujem, zahvaljujem za tvoju ljubav, zahvaljujem, zahvaljujem. Dostojan si vječne slave, za tvoju ljubav zahvaljujem. Za tu žrtvu i naše spasenje, za poruku znanu od tebe, zato što brineš ti o nama, hvalu tebi pjesmom ja dajem, i zato zahvaljujem, zahvaljujem za tvoju ljubav, zahvaljujem, zahvaljujem. Dostojan si, jeste slave, za tvoju ljubav zahvaljujem. Za predivanom u vječnom nebu, za tu svetu vječnost bez kraja, čuje pjesma spasenja, to je pjesma iz naših srca i zato zahvaljujem, zahvaljujem, za tvoju ljubav zahvaljujem, zahvaljujem. Dostojan si vječne slave, za tvoju ljubav zahvaljujem.
Amen. Dragi naš nebeški Oče, tako smo ti zahvalni za ove skupove, Gospode, za tu viziju, za tu želju, Gospode, da dođemo na ovo mjesto, da se skupimo, Gospode, za žrtvu brata Hanesa i njegove supruge, da dođu ovama, Gospode, za žrtvu svih pojedinaca, Gospode, da odluče da dođu ovamo, Gospode. Bio je potreban put, bio je potreban novac, Gospode, bilo je potrebno uzeti vrijeme, Gospode, i mi znamo, Gospode, da ne samo da si već izlio svoj blagoslov, Gospode, već da će ova riječ koju smo primili ovdje, ovo riječ na kojoj smo se hranili ovih dana, Gospode, da će nam donijeti blagoslov. Ova riječ koja nas čisti, ova riječ koja nas menja, Gospode, mi znamo da ćemo imati blagoslov od toga, Gospode. I sada, sutra, kako se rastajemo, Gospode, mi te molimo za blagoslov svih po putu, Gospode, da se svi sigurno, bezbedno vrate svojim kućama, radosni, Gospode, napunjeni novom snagom, napunjeni, Gospode, vizijom. Kao što je brat Hanes rekao, vizijom da nešto obavimo, da stanemo u svoju poziciju, Gospode, i ispunimo ono zašto si nas pozvao, Gospode. Neka blagoslov počiva na svima nama, Gospode, i ova večer nek ostane tvoj duh, tvoja prisutnost sa nama, Gospode, da bi svaka naša riječ bila u riječi, Gospode, da bi naš duh, da bi sve što bi uradili, Gospode, bilo tebi na hvalu i slavu. To te molimo u dragocjeno ime Gospoda Isusa Krista. Amen. Možemo pozdraviti jedan drugoga i neka vas Bog blagoslovi.